Chunks of a radio show listened to by at least a dozen people.
Is this radio?
This is our show.
Is this what radio is?
Double doers. That's who we are.
We're a little bit better than Suck, but we're still pretty close to that Suck level.
Lunatic Radio.
LunaticRadio.com. We give guys wood.
We're good.
40 minutes late.
Wow.
No one would know. Shut up.
We told you all we were starting at 9:40 East Coast time. Go on.
What's up with that?
What up, everybody? It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Our computers and everything took a dump tonight, so we Negro rigged everything. No, we didn't.
It's not your fault, Kieran. It's their fault.
And now we're on the air. Welcome to the LunaticRadio.com show. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUN. That's 206-202-5666. Emails to the show, LunaticRadio.com. I'm your host, Kieran McCain. Alongside me is Rocket, the CEO.
I'm ready to go home.
Joining us in studio, guest hosting today, I guess, right?
Is that what you call it?
I don't know. It's Chris. It's Chaos Chris, everybody.
Also known now as Watto.
Watto.
Big stinking animal with wheels.
And Rodian from the Chaos Radio program on cringehumor.net.
His mic's not on.
Oh, now it's on.
Yes, it's all. Can we start over?
Nice.
I want to go home. Seriously. 40 minutes, baby.
Give us a call, Elo. Come on.
Unbelievable.
We're ready for XM Satellite Radio.
Let's go. Yeah, well, we are. It's just the equipment isn't.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. We need the equipment. Let's go. Let's get it rolling. Let's get it popping.
I'm chugging my
Robitussin.
Yeah.
Tussin. Motussin.
That's not like, it's not going to make you drowsy, is it?
I hope not.
Chris has got like fungi and stuff going on.
Dude, something's wrong.
What's up with you?
Dude, if you listen to us on Friday.
Yeah.
I was just hacking along the whole fucking show. It was so bad. It was so fucking bad.
I gotta stay dedicated to the show.
That's it, man. We were supposed to do a clip show and then, you know, got carried away.
Was Heidi on the program on Friday?
No, she wasn't because she's in New Mexico.
So who was the, who hosted?
She's at the Hot Springs with
Brody and took it over?
Face.
Tried to.
Yeah, we...
In a very empty, vain way, I tried to.
So you had to, like, actually talk this time around.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like talking because...
You always say that, but you're the one that talks the most on the show.
I don't talk the most on the show. Heidi talks the most, then Alex.
Yeah.
Then me. I would say I talk more than Rodian, because Rodian, you know, he says things when it's precise. He's like a, you know, it's like a butcher, you know. He's like, he cuts the fucking meat.
I like that, a butcher. That's good.
Picks his spots.
Yeah,
it's my analogy.
Seriously, he hits you when it's real, you know. Gives you the real commentary.
Because I'm real, nigga.
Yeah.
Real.
He brings the real.
He brings the realism to the
That's
show.
That's my reality.
Yeah, so we got, well, I don't know what the hell we're doing today. I guess we got two chicks from the Cat House show on HBO calling in. Air Force Amy and what's the other one?
Brooke Taylor.
We talked to Brooke Taylor once before, didn't we? She was banging Dennis Hoff out, I think. At the time.
I guess.
I'm sure Dennis is
Who's not?
Five girls.
Yeah, I'm sure someone was banging Dennis off at the time.
Yeah, he gets a lot of ass. But I guess when you hire chicks to bang dudes for a living, you get to sample the goods.
You think they'll talk about Sunset Thomas?
Why? Was there a controversy? Well, I know.
It didn't end good, right?
What? Dennis Hoff married Sunset Thomas, and then what happened?
Just basically kicked her to the curb, man. She was used.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Yeah. She got old.
First of all, how are you going to marry a whore, you know? And then.
Right.
Yeah, and then, like, expect it to be, like, something. You know, she's still working. Mm-hmm. So you marry her, and then that night, you know, she had a cock in her mouth, and then she kisses you, like, good night before she goes to bed.
Good night, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Have a taste of this.
How do you do that?
I don't know. The whole fucking situation's weird.
I mean, I think he's got a good situation where he just gets to bang any broad he wants.
Yeah.
But why marry? There's no reason for it.
I don't know. His life is just fucking bizarre to me.
No reason to marry.
It's just bizarre.
No reason.
So Air Force Amy and Brooke Taylor, and I guess we won't talk about Sunset Thomas.
Come on, man.
All right, bring it up. Who cares? Yeah. I'm sure the girls like her.
She was like Mother Hen, wasn't she? She was like...
Well, she was the big name
right.
that was at...
She was... She basically taught everybody how to suck cock. Doesn't
yeah, right.
Wasn't she the maniac? Didn't she have like all these problems and...
I think that was her niece.
Oh, her niece. Oh. Get the family in the business.
Sunrise Adams, the love, right? Sunrise Adams was a whack job.
Oh, she Sunrise was the whack job.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. And then Sunset Thomas.
Oh, I met her.
Kicked her out of the business. Sorry.
I can't imagine it's like smooth sailing.
Porn stars. That's my name dropping. Porn stars. I'm all over that.
And, yeah, well, Race Car Johnny's going to call in again from the Speed Road Tour Challenge. He's one of our listeners who's on a reality show. He's got some big news for the people this week.
How's that going? Did he win?
He's been winning. I haven't
Finally.
Seen, I didn't see this week's episode yet, but he has been winning. I believe they're on the East Coast somewhere. Wherever the fucking NASCAR races are.
Are there any restricted plates?
That's where Race Car Johnny is, and he's doing his good stuff for the people. And all that. I think Race Car Johnny thinks he's a celebrity a little bit. A little bit. He thinks he's a celebrity.
Well, he's probably getting some kind of pussy on the road.
Oh, he's got a chick at home.
He's a dedicated fellow.
He's one of those southern boys, you know, that was like...
So what does that mean?
They're like, you know, whatever. The loyal and shit. I don't know.
What are you trying to say, Chris? You'd be doing the same thing?
Yeah.
Wow.
Listen, it's not cheating if it's another state.
That's what I heard.
Oh, is that the new rule?
Dude, that's the rule.
New rule.
Those new rule. Come on, that's old news.
These are rules that have applied over the time of men.
You go to a different state.
Yes, it's not.
And you can bang another chick.
That's the rule. I mean, it's not like you're going to go home and tell her about it, but you shouldn't feel about it because it's a different state.
Does it say in like marriage contracts?
Because you're married and...
Prenups?
Let's say you get married, right? State of New York, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's... You've married from the state of New York.
True.
So that's only a binding contract for the state of New York. If you go to Las Vegas, that contract is null and void. Right?
You really
I agree. I have no argument here.
It's the truth. You're married by the state of New York, not by the entire universe.
I like that.
Right. Who else has got a
knows
point?
You're married, you know? Nobody in Las Vegas knows. Don't worry, Karen. You'll never have to run into that issue.
Don't worry about it.
You and the Gigi for life.
I don't think the, whoever your wife is, I don't have Gigi's anymore, by the way.
Sure.
You, the wife isn't going to fucking like that. What?
Why'd you get rid
it's
of
it? It's fucking depressing, dude. You go bang a fucking rubber
All
thing.
All right, let me ask you a question. You're jerking off. What's the difference? I mean, I never had
Because I'm doing it the old-fashioned way with my hand. Like my grandfather used to do it. That's why. I don't need apparatus.
You shouldn't be embarrassed, is what I'm saying. Whatever gets you going.
Man. Dude, yeah. If you're banging a rubber thing...
Yeah.
That's like carved out like a vagina.
How many times did you do it?
Oh, plenty. Many times. I had two of them too. I broke one
a spare,
and then I got another one. I didn't buy these things, by the way. That's the only thing that makes me feel a little bit better about it.
Just given to
they
you.
Were given. I swear to God, they were given to me.
All right.
And yeah, it's depressing.
Heidi swears she never had a dildo, but I don't believe her.
Oh, that's horse crap. Every chick's got a dildo.
She says she's had a vibrator, but never had an actual, like, dildo.
That's what girls get when they go to have, like, Sweet 16s.
Right.
That's what they get at Sweet 16?
Yeah.
I'm going to more of those.
Yeah.
Sure.
The government sends them dildos when they turn 16.
What a fantasy world.
That should happen. Get the training. Not with those black ones, though. All right, so we got a lot to do on today's show.
Nope.
Baseball season started. The men's NCAA basketball tournament's going on now. The championship game is Ohio State and Florida.
Dicks.
Oh, yeah, I should tell you guys, you got to just jump in on Kieran because he'll go through 90 topics in about 50 seconds.
That's what
so
I do.
Just jump in. Otherwise, the show will be over in about 30 minutes.
He's watching him work, man.
If us three just shut up, the show will be done in about 30 minutes.
He's through it. He's the guy.
I'll give you the highlights.
He's the guy with the experience here, though. Maybe we should follow his lead.
No, you don't do that because the show will be done so quickly.
Chaos Chris has a puggle thing going on, right? Is it a puggle thing?
It's
what do you have?
It's
you have a dog.
It's a pug Pekingese.
Uh-huh. You were telling me this before the show. You belong to some sort of dog club?
Yes.
Why?
I don't belong to it.
Is it like a help group?
Well, no, it's just it's called the Pug Meetup.
Uh-huh.
New York City Pug Meetup Group.
And why do you get together?
Because there's hot chicks.
That's it.
That's the reason.
That's what I was told.
Right, why is there a group, though? What's the reason for the group?
So basically, you know, you get all these pugs together, and they go on a dog run. You know what I'm saying? So instead
of... So the pugs can meet each other and have fun?
Take shits together? And then you get to hang out with the chicks that have pugs. Uh-huh.
Right.
And, you know, like, pugs were, like, the in thing to do a while back.
Right.
So, like, all the girls like hot chicks and stuff. Right. So that's why I go to the, you know, go to these things. You know, Rodian brought it to my attention. That's why I did it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have known about it.
So you joined the dog group.
So, yeah, to see whatever. Let's see if I can meet some chicks, you know. So
impress them with your dog.
Yeah, my dog's a cunt.
All right.
She is a cunt. I hope she's fucking hanging herself right now.
I'm sure he is. Or she is. What's the story?
So I get these email updates all the time. You know, like, right. Oh, when's the next meetup and all that other stuff or whatever. So it's just really like... You know, it's not, like, personal, you know? Like, we don't really know each other and hang out and stuff. We just see each other at these things once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I've only been to one, but, you know, like, the fact that someone would feel like they can express themselves freely in an email, especially using my work email.
Yeah.
So I get this email, right?
From the moderator of the dog club?
Right, whatever. She's the assistant organizer.
She must be a fatty.
May. I never... May. Her name is May.
Oh, dude. She's old as shit.
And you think there's hot... Have you been to a group meeting yet?
I've been to... He's...
I have.
And it's been...
They were smoking.
Yeah, dude. Seriously.
Have you seen May?
I've never seen May. No,
I hope to meet her one day after reading this email.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
So I get this and it says, "Hi, guys. I was attacked by my ex-boyfriend this morning and sustained some hand injuries. And he got arrested. I am not sure if I will be back to host a meetup this Sunday. I'm not sure if you can have this without me. I'm going back home to my parents in Queens tomorrow after I show up to court in the AM to file charges. I am not sure when I will be back. I really don't want him to affect my outing. Sorry if I can't make it. May, disappointed in parentheses, Patty, and Patty, who was kicked by him too."
Patty's a dog, right?
Kicked the dog.
So I get, whatever, man. Like, I'm not even, like, paying attention. So then this girl writes to everybody and says, "Oh, why do I need to know this?"
Right.
So I'm
It's kind of a lot of information for a dog group to know.
Right.
Like, if you're a member.
So then I wrote back and replied to all and said, "Well, how do I know you didn't deserve it?"
Fair question.
And, you know, because think about it, all right? Let's go back to it.
All right.
She says, "I was attacked by my ex-boyfriend this morning and sustained some hand injuries." Right off the bat, that tells me she was the one doing the beatings.
Right.
And she hurt her hand.
Maybe she's...
Maybe she was plowing three guys. He comes home, he gets pissed off, kicks the dog because he doesn't want to hit her out of respect.
Right.
Because I'm not going to hit a woman, but I will kick this fucking ugly animal that's sitting there.
Patty.
Out of frustration.
Who names a dog Patty?
I'm telling you, I think this girl had it coming to her. She's a cunt.
I'm hoping the hand... I'm hoping
like Maria Schiada. Just like Maria.
Maria's a cunt.
I'm hoping the hand injury was her, like, her trying to protect the face. And his fish just kept plowing into her head.
You sure you didn't write in your email back, maybe you deserved it, Maria's a cunt? You sure you didn't write that?
No, but if she doesn't respond, I'm going to call her out again.
So that's a lot of information for somebody to send to a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
why are you calling this guy out? You know?
You would think she would just write, "Hey, you know what? I'm having some personal issues. Maybe can't make the meeting this weekend. Hey, I'll see you next
week." She's looking for some sympathy.
Exactly.
She is. She's looking bitch.
From a members right. of a dog
stupid
group?
Stupid bitch looking for some sympathy.
That's crying, whining.
So that's how
bitch.
That's
yeah. Wah, wah. She deserved it.
Beaten attention whore.
He didn't do it enough.
Let's
hear her side. That's what I want. His side. I want to know his side.
Yeah, right. He probably did come home and she's got fucking five dicks on her face.
What's this? Chaos Chris is like the dude from the fucking cunt baseball audio? What's that?
Oh, like Larry Boa.
Oh, I never heard
some audio he played like 4 months ago on the show. I don't know.
What did it say?
He's yelling from the dugout at some umpire, "You're a fucking cunt. You're a fucking cunt. Yeah, I'm talking to you. You're a fucking cunt.
It's the most effective thing you can say.
Right. That's the word you cannot use with a chick.
Yeah.
That's a silencer.
Look how fuckface fucking responded to it, you know? She didn't take too kindly to those words.
Maria?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like I bet right now she's got, you know, Ohio State's playing and she's like phoning it up. Like,
oh, because she's believe. A big Ohio State fan.
But she's saying like I went to Ohio State when in fact she didn't go to Ohio State. She went to Ohio University.
Let's get them going.
And she fucking wears the Ohio State shit and she didn't go to fucking Ohio State.
By the way, we're talking about Maria Shahada, who's a comedian in New York City. She's an up and comer. She's working, I guess.
Comedy combo number three.
You're doing some stand up anywhere she can find it, even in like a street corner or something. She's doing the stand up.
But she's got good stuff, but she's a fucking
cunt.
Yeah.
But apparently, number one, she has fucked over Chaos Chris, and he will not let it go. It's been 5 months. It's 5 months after the fact, and she's still a cunt, and he cannot go a day without saying
she still talks about me. That's why things get back to me, so I get pissed off.
Do you think she's listening to these various radio shows and the radio show that you do, just waiting for you to call her a cunt?
I don't think she knows how. First of all, she doesn't know how to listen to internet radio.
Oh, really?
So she probably wouldn't know what to do. But at the same time, I'm sure somehow she gets the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, wait. Oh, wait a minute.
You know, you would have gotten away with it if you didn't stop yourself there.
Do I get punched or something?
Yeah, you get hit with the Schmitty bat.
Schmitty bat.
What the hell is a Schmitty bat?
I don't know. It's something we hit people with.
Yeah.
Why is it named after Schmitty?
Because that's what he does.
That's what I do.
He rubs it every night before he goes to bed.
I jack that.
You can't. Stop.
Come on, hit him.
Let me get that bat.
You would have been fine, but you knew the rule. Chris, if you didn't know the rule, you would have been fine, but you knew the rule, so now you got to suffer. Don't fake the call, faggot. You're getting hit.
I need another fucking dosage of whatever the
tussin. Plus, think about it this way. When he goes to bed tonight and jacks to it, he'll be thinking about you a little bit. That'll help you a little bit. You're going to pass out at the rate you're going with that Rubitussin, my friend.
I'm a fat fuck. It's all right.
You don't get yourself. No, Rody, you can hit him.
Yeah, we should have Rody and hit him.
Why is this bat named?
He's just completely against it.
It's not named after her.
The restraint, I don't know if
it
I have enough.
X marks the spot with a hard, hot hit from Pam B.
See? That's because she smacked me with it.
I'll hit you because I'm right here. Hurry up. Get your ass up. Let's go. Come on.
Go ahead. Stand
it's
up, Chris.
As frail as Pam B.
You said the word that you cannot say on this radio program, so you got to stand up and get hit with Wunderschmidt, signed by the lovely Pam B.
Dude.
Hit him right on the back. Get him. Get him hard. Get him hard. Not on the ass. That's fucking gay.
Beat him like Jesus took it.
Right on the back.
On the back?
Yeah, on the back.
All right.
Because it'll sting more.
It's all right. Brother hit me with a wooden...
Oh! That felt sweet.
Yeah. This show gets gayer by the week. I love it.
Next week, it's up the ass. Yeah. Everybody loses.
I was actually thinking of that. I was like, you know, hitting another dude with a wiffle ball bat is kind of gay.
Yeah.
We got to, like, up it. We got to get something else to torture.
Yeah, you
got to
beat Pam B with the fucking bat.
Every time somebody says podcasting, we beat Pam B with a baseball bat.
Would you hit Pam B with that?
Oh, of course, but in certain places.
No. Would you just beat her?
In the head?
Yeah, aren't you at this point so frustrated that you just want to beat her?
No.
It's a plastic bat. It's not going to cause...
I'm not going to hit her in the head with
it. It's not going to cause, like, just... really horrible injuries to her. It's just a plastic bat. Come on,
I take it out of myself.
No, don't do that to yourself anymore.
Stop. Try not to get into this conversation with
Listen,
you.
Man, it's time.
I know how you feel about it. You're the one that told me to go, dude, you gotta get another chick.
That's it, you do.
I know, of course I do.
Forget about this broad. She obviously doesn't fucking realize what the fuck she's got in front of her.
She's cool. Whatever, dude.
Says
I don't want to get into it.
Says you, man. I don't think she's
a good
cool
girl
anymore. I don't think she's fun and shit to hang out with, but I don't think some of the actions she's done are not cool with me.
What would be cool with you?
If she fucking treated you like a fucking human being. Seriously, man.
It's true. Well, she's just not interested, that's all.
It's not the point.
What's the point?
Would you consider her a friend?
Yeah.
All right, because she, you know, is someone is involved with the show and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
And there's definitely a rapport, right?
Right.
Now, let me ask you something. If she did that, then how come she acts like a fucking retard, like, when she's, you know, at, like, bar night, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
And she puts you in a tough spot.
I don't know why she would do something like that. I don't know. I thought it was a little disrespectful a little bit, but then again, she's not my chick or whatever, so it doesn't matter. You know, she could do what the hell she wants, but I don't know. Whatever, man.
But I'm saying,
brick and duct tape.
What I'm saying,
brick and duct tape.
What I'm saying to you is,
mm-hmm.
it's not.
Do you think she's playing games? Is that what you're trying
to
say?
I think she's fucking with. Man, I think she's fucking with you because she knows she can.
Right. Maybe. Who knows?
And it sucks, dude.
Yeah, it does.
Fucking. Because you were honest with her from the start.
Right. I was a pussy from the start, Rodian. I was just sucking the fucking love dick. Loving it.
Because you did so much.
I know. Whatever.
You tried your hardest.
I tried my hardest. Wasn't good enough.
God damn it, Kieran.
You just.
And you don't. You're
pack
saying,
up your gear and move on.
You're telling me right now if you see her, you don't want to just take that bat to her face.
I don't want to. No. No way.
How could you not?
She's a good. When
she's
we're
a
like.
Good girl, fine.
We're,
she's a good girl, fine. But she fucked at you a little bit.
She maybe. Maybe she did. Maybe she didn't. I don't know.
But that's why you take a bat to her head.
She's always told me that, you know, hey, you know what? I'm not interested.
She's always said that?
Not always. But not always. But it was always like very coded or something. I don't know. Whatever. Pam B. She's a good girl. Whatever. Why am I getting the finger from Rocket?
Fudge, you always shut off my goddamn laptop.
Oh, sorry.
Turn it on.
You want the laptop on?
He's got something he wants to do.
I would love to. Kieran again just ruins everything.
All right. This show is completely ridiculous.
This song is. Right.
It's going to be a mess.
Says it all, man. Yeah.
I'm going to blame it all on Chaos Chris.
You tried so hard, man.
I try hard for her. You're right, Chaos Chris. I was smitten, and I told her I was smitten.
Let Mr. Ingram.
Can we end this? I've been doing this fucking same bit for 5 months.
Yes, we can end it by saying what you really feel. Say it.
What?
Say it, dude.
I'm not saying Maria's a cunt.
No, Maria's a cunt. Just say what you feel right now. The anger.
I have on the show.
The anger, anger. We haven't heard the anger. There's anger there.
I don't get angry. Well, I do get angry. I got angry at her a couple
just
weeks ago.
Once.
We better make it right. Who is this, by the way?
Quincy Jones and James Ingram. You would have never got that.
This guy has to have AIDS.
Why?
Quincy with the name Quincy.
It's inevitable.
Oh, is that the famous producer guy?
This song is huge in Japan.
Sure it is.
More the karaoke.
Oh, they love it.
Yeah, they love this song. And you should love this song too because it speaks, man. It should speak to you. Make the
magic last. It does. It does speak. Whatever, man. She's a cool chick.
But let's hear the anger.
He's not going to. What?
You're not angry. Because I'm fucking angry and not even you. I'm angry that one of the boys took
Kieran
a
Kieran is not fucking gay. This is Chaos Chris, by the way, who's bringing up this topic. I'm trying to get away from it. What should I do, Chaos Chris?
I think you
tell me what should I do.
I think you should let out your anger. What does Rodian always say? What do you say all the time?
Get them before they bleed?
No. What's the other thing you always say? About women.
They're animals?
No, the other thing.
They're cunts?
They're all what?
Second class?
No, come on. You say this to me all the time. They're all
potential enemies.
There you go. This girl is a potential enemy.
Yeah, man. No, she's good,
isn't
though.
That whole blog thing? That whole blog thing?
What the blog thing?
Whatever that shit was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, right, yeah.
That was fucking bullshit, man.
All right, yeah.
That was garbage.
I did go to her MySpace a lot of times, though. She had a point. She's like, hey, can you fucking maybe not look at my MySpace page today?
So, hey, listen. You like the girl.
Yeah. That's all it was.
You were admiring her photos.
Right.
Every day you gaze upon her.
Never jacked to him, by the way. Can I get that out there?
See, and that's respect right there.
Out of respect.
Why wouldn't you?
Because this is what I do. I'm kind of fucking weird about it. I would watch, like, porno, but I would find chicks that would look like her. So I can kind of, like, imagine that chick I'm watching in the porno is,
Who looks like
Pam. So I can, I don't know. So that's what I did.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I get that.
Who looks like her? Give me one.
I don't know. I would just find any random porno chick that looked like Pam B, and I'd whack to. Helps me out a little bit. Breaks the tension.
I think you should just beat her with a bat.
I'm not going to beat her with it. She's a good girl.
Is she?
She is, dude. She likes to have a lot of fun. That's the thing.
Yeah, with your head.
Every time you guys see her, she's in party mode, and she likes to have a lot of fun.
I don't mind that. But what I'm saying, my problem here is you.
What's my
problem? My problem is what she did to you. That's my problem.
She didn't do anything to me.
Yes, she did.
She just knew I liked her, and she didn't like me.
She fucked,
big deal.
She fucked with it a little bit, though.
Maybe, it was a tough situation because she likes the radio show, and she's a friend of mine. She comes on a radio show. I actually, when I initially brought her on to the radio show, I brought her on because I knew it was something she liked, and I wanted to show her this side of me. It was kind of like my way of like, hey, you know what? This is what I like to do. Maybe you, I don't know. Maybe just trying to show myself to her. Didn't work out too well.
I think.
You think she's trying to keep him on the side just in case?
No.
A backup plan?
Yeah, backup
plan. Well, you know what I think? I think at some point...
I'm nobody's backup plan.
Option F.
I'm just nobody.
I think at some point, she's treating Kieran like Forrest Gump and she's Jenny. She's going to come back to him when she's infested with AIDS
and dying.
And fucking got a kid. And then she's going to say, this baby's yours. And like, oh, really? And Kieran's going to spit in her face and say, I'm not a retard. You can't try that shit on me.
I'm not a smart man.
But you are a smart man.
Everybody says she's the devil. No, she's a good girl, you fucking douchebag.
She's, she's the devil.
Yeah, see, they'll say that, but then if she's in the room, oh, Pam, you're so hot.
Yeah, they
are the biggest hypocrites.
Pam's the hottie of the week. We love Pam.
Pam's the devil.
Pam this, Pam that. Oh,
but take your top off.
You listeners are just as big as of pussies as I am.
Come on.
I'm not.
Where's Who Me tonight? I want to see those fake tits.
They're not fake!
That's fake.
All right, so this is the LunaticRadio.com show, everybody. We are going to do a break. We're going to regroup and come back and try to do something that's sort of coherent.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. More LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
Yo, this is Shanghai Lee, Shanghai, China. Sucky, sucky, fire on because I am LunaticRadio.com.
Police in Vietnam were investigating a 17-year-old schoolboy who helped his mother slice off his father's penis after she accused her husband of being unfaithful. The eldest child had a man and wife tied him up before cutting his penis off.
Oh, that hurts.
Yo, nice sound effect. That's like a twinge to my nuts. Some neighbors heard his scream.
Apparently it was a huge penis.
Some neighbors,
yeah.
I got a machete on it. Oh!
Yeah. That guy got an anaconda.
Oh!
It took him a couple chops.
I don't think I can watch that. That might be like too. That might be one of the only things that's like too extreme for me to watch. Man, get this. Oh, God! Damn!
It looks cringing over there.
Oh! 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 Cut it out! Dude, my nuts hurt!
I know, I'm kind of cringing over here, too.
Oh, crap.
The visual on that is horrible. Oh! Gosh, he's chopping away.
Oh, come on, man! Stop it! Oh, Jesus! Dude, come on, you're hurting my nuts! Oh, come on, man!
Oh! Oh, man!
Why is that funny, dude? That ain't funny.
That's funny as hell.
You got a shaft cut off with a knife, and you're making fun of it.
Hacked off.
I'm trying to give you, like, professional news here.
Yeah, that's professional.
Some neighbors heard his screams and took him to the hospital. Oh, come on!
Go ahead.
Dude, that's such a bad visual that it sends pain. Oh!
That's hysterical, dude.
Dude, it, like, hurts me in, like, the pit of my stomach.
Hold on, one more second.
Oh! Oh, man, this is wrong.
That's horrible.
That's wrong that you just did that.
Oh, wasn't one clean swipe. I guess he missed a couple times or something.
Lunatic Radio.
I'm calling to let you know that I will never do the show again.
Yes!
All right.
Yes!
Alienating people since 1979.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-558-7866. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-558-7866. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-558-7866. 1-800-558-7866.
A lot of times when I'm playing with my pussy at night, I have an orgasm. I like to lick the juices off my fingers afterwards. Listen to the Chaos Radio Show, Friday nights at 8 p.m. on Cringe Humor Radio.
Radio.com goes live. Go to the website or message board to find out how you can join in, interact with the show live. That's right, live. Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Be there, bitches.
Hey everybody, it's the CEO here. So, you looking for some Lunatic Radio threads? Maybe a t-shirt or a mug or maybe that g-string for the little lady? Go over to lunaticradio.com/swag and pick some stuff up. It's lunaticradio.com/SWAG. Pick some stuff up, buy it, you know, whatever. That's lunaticradio.com/swag.
Comedy, beer, smut, talk. It's lunaticradio.com.
What up, everybody? What a fucking clusterfuck of a radio show today. It's Chaos Chris's fault.
It is.
It's the lunaticradio.com show.
I'm
back from break.
No, don't take the blame, Chris. Don't. It's a shitty-ass 64-megabyte piece of shit toaster computer he's got.
That is right.
It's dead. Dead. And you know what's going to happen? It's going to be 3 a.m. He's going to be tinkering with it like in hopes it'll work. And then 4 a.m. And then he'll post something on the message board being like, so what's everybody doing tomorrow?
So look at Rocket. Rocket always blames everything on me.
Because that's, you know, you're going to be doing this at 4 o'clock. And I'm going to get the email 6 in the morning. Dude, I'm finally going to sleep. The show's up. I'm going to post something on the board.
Whatever. Who gives a shit? I don't care anymore. As long as my microphone works.
See, that's all he cares
about. I don't give a
fuck
anymore.
He just cares about that.
This is the LunaticRadio.com show. Kieran Rocket, Chaos Chris, and Roydian from the Chaos Radio Show on Cringe Humor Radio. Or is it CringeHumor.net? What do you do? What is the website there?
CringeHumorRadio.com.
CringeHumorRadio.com. I should know the website of the affiliates.
It's not really
so bad.
You gotta send me memos. Send me memos on this stuff.
Patrick for all of that because he
can't get that on it.
Not that he wouldn't want to have everything all centralized through one website. He's got like fucking 8 websites you
right.
gotta fucking go to fucking find something.
Why isn't the Cringe Humor Radio on the cringehumor.net website?
It's sad, isn't it? Like that it's not even affiliated. It's almost like it's not even affiliated.
Right.
I mean, there's a link to it.
Yeah.
But if you go to cringehumorradio.com, you wouldn't know that it's associated with cringehumor.net.
You know, I do a big little plug for the Chaos Radio Show. What is the Chaos Radio Show about? You know, some of the listeners of our program.
It's Heidi basically talking about her fucking...
Who's Heidi? They don't know who Heidi is.
Experiences.
Who's Heidi? Heidi's the host of the program?
She is the host of the program.
And
a fucking cunt.
She's a cunt, too.
She is, man.
Wow. You really have a thing with women.
She should be here right now.
Beating up on Maria Shahada, take a shot at the chick I like. Now he's taking shots of Heidi.
Going to New Mexico right now. She's at the hot springs with balls in her face.
Can we, like, make out a list of all the chicks you think are cunts?
I have pretty much all of them.
Is he like this every week, Rudy? Oh, wait, Rudy's leaving his microphone.
Only twice.
Yeah.
He just cares about listening to himself. That's it.
I'm sitting here when we
first... Everyone else shuts off.
He first walks in. I'm like, hey, what's going on? Doesn't even shake my hand. Doesn't even acknowledge me. Turns to Chris. I'm like, hey, you mind if I get a beer? I don't know if I got any beer
now.
See? So I'm like,
see, all that self...
This kid tea, though.
See, all that self-deprecating shit is all a lie. He's a fucking egotistical bastard. It's all about me.
What are you talking about?
Kieran just didn't even care about the guests.
Usually Mike 4 is not on. I just didn't put it on. Usually it's just three people on the radio show.
I like
but is he like this every week?
Yeah, every day. Every day.
Dude, there's a hatred for women because of look what they did to you.
Wait, so hate women because of what they did to me.
Just adds to the fuel. Yeah. It just proves his theory even more.
Are you writing like a book? You write the shit down?
You should.
I got this thing going. I talked to him a little bit about it. Mm. I didn't want to say too much about it, but... It's called the Association.
This is great.
All right.
Oh, no.
And, you know, it started a long time ago. I'm just...
For years it's been around.
It's like fucking a secret society, you know? I mean, I can say the name, but I really can't go into
like a
much.
Dead poet thing?
No.
Like the Illuminati.
Do we, like, meet?
There you go, like the Illuminati.
And shit. All right, so what's the Association?
It's basically, man, it's like guys fucking just terrorizing women, man. The way it was meant to be. You know?
Why?
Like I scolded Rocket the other day
for what? At bar night because like I'm really paying attention
for what?
Because man, it's like dude, man, you're supposed to be, you know, you and Kieran are supposed to be brothers. You know what I'm saying? That's the way I see it.
Right.
You know, and he's got these chicks there. He's got his stable.
Stable of chicks.
Yeah, and he's not sharing, and that's fucking selfish. That's not the way of the Association. That's not how we would do it.
But I was never in the Association, so why would I have
no,
to follow
you're
the rules?
No, you're right. You haven't, but right away, you would not be eligible because of some stunt like that. That's fucked up. That's fucked up. You got a friend in need, man.
So do you share your chicks with your friends?
What I do is...
Oh, he's got a system.
They pay rent or something?
Hey, that's happened before. Not with me. But what I do is, and Rodian's been a benefactor, all right? You basically, it could be, I could do it this way one time, I could do it another way. What you can do is you can get in with a certain group of women.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not you become serious with one girl or not, just fucking around with her. But you bring in her clan of women into your hangouts, your friends, all that stuff. So you're constantly surrounding your friends with her friends.
All right.
And everyone's banging. Everyone's feeding off each other. And you use them up, and then you throw them out, and you go on to the next group.
Do you tell your chick this?
Some of them know.
Some of them know.
Some of them know what we're doing.
They do know.
Yeah. But, hey, the girls want to meet guys, so it's like...
All right.
So, I'm not saying that
and
they...
And Rodian has benefited from this?
Sure, he has. Yeah. Plenty of times.
He was dating one girl, and I started messing around with his sister.
You love it.
Hey, no, it's not that I love it. It's got to be that way, dude. The thing is, it's no other choice. They leave us no other choice.
Right.
They give us this fucking only option is to act this way and just completely terrorize women.
You just hate chicks.
It's not that I hate chicks. I love chicks. I love chicks. I've had girlfriends. I've had long relationships.
Uh-huh.
But I'll always look out for my friends.
All right.
So even if I have a girlfriend, let's say 2 years... I'm constantly picking her friends apart to fucking throw at my friends. Unlike fucking this guy over here.
Nah, he's like a pimp over this guy.
Dude, he had fucking like four chicks there that night. Not one of them he throws off.
They're friends!
So what? He's a nice guy.
No.
Rocket has no respect for me.
No, he's not.
No respect for me whatsoever.
All right, what's wrong with Kieran?
Where do I start?
Oh, what's wrong with
he has a bat dedicated to Smitty.
Oh,
would,
whatever. It's a goof.
He would
shit
throw
dick.
That out if he had to. Seriously, why can't you just throw a chick at him, dude?
Because I'm a complicated fucko.
So what? Look, he's not even paying attention to us.
No, he doesn't care.
No.
He's in his own world.
Trying to keep the show running.
I think that's messed up. See, that's the wrong attitude to have.
You're almost like a swinger a little bit.
Not that I'm a swinger. I'm just looking out for my friends, dude.
I think you will be, though, once you like hit 40.
I don't want that shit. I don't want that shit.
I don't want to be involved. You know, I don't want to be involved.
I don't
want
to be involved in orgies and shit like that.
Why not?
What I'm saying to you is, That's not me.
Because you know, then they got to come back to me if something goes wrong. I don't have to deal with that.
No, you don't. You just tell them that's not my
fault. See, that's not how it's going to happen.
What? What? It's not like he's renting a chick out to me.
Alternate universe you living in.
He's not like the landlord.
Are you insane, Chris? You're kidding me?
Wait, you don't agree with this kid? You don't think it could be done? I mean, that's kind of like your job. You're supposed to hand off whatever you got left over to your friends.
But if there's any troubles, they're going to come back to me.
Why? They're fucking... Are they
because
that?
That's what people do. They always come
they're
to
fucking
me.
Idiots.
What's the worst
they're
that's
going to
happen to you? What are they going to say? You treated me like crap.
Well, that's good. Then I'm in the middle.
Again. Say, hey, look, I got nothing to do.
I mean, granted, I'll always go with the chick side, but I mean, that's besides the point.
I think Chris has got something there, but I don't think it should be so cut and dry.
Nah, it's cut and dry.
I don't think you should, like, actually point it out to your girlfriend saying that, hey, I'm going to invite your friends over so they can bang my friends.
I don't point it out.
You shouldn't say it. You should just let it happen naturally.
Yeah, no, it happens. No.
All right.
Dude, I'm stealth. I plant the seeds.
But do you go into every relationship with that in mind?
Right away, I scope out the situation.
You won't date a chick if her friends are all fatties?
No. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying if I go into a relationship, that's what I'm usually doing. I'm right away. I'm analyzing if there's anything salvageable.
Do you do the same thing? Would you do the same thing for Chris?
I try to.
It's what you got to do. It's when you're a member of the association, you have to do it.
How do I join? I don't know. How do I get in? Is it like membership?
Yeah, you gotta pass initiation.
I don't even want to know what that is. Some sort of fucking gay like region.
No, absolutely not. Not like that. Not
oh, like putting
that.
Like a plastic bath in the ceiling over there and beating this kid.
All has to do with women, and that has nothing to do with gay. Anything.
So
gay.
What I gotta do? Bang like some crack whore?
I can't divulge. I can't do that.
Are you making this shit up as you go?
No, dude.
On?
I swear to God,
I don't believe.
He went on this tangent of bar night. I mean, a lot of it was going over my head, but he was serious.
I can't really like get into like. I can't do that over the air. That would be wrong.
Rock,
if you're a potential, potential member and you really are interested and very, you want to do this and committed, I would absolutely help you out.
Dude, it sounds scary a little.
I know. It's almost like mafia-like.
If I get in, I won't be able to get out type of deal.
Can't say anything else.
Holy shit, he didn't say anything. I was joking. He didn't say a word. Did he pull you over into the corner at bar night?
Yeah, it's kind of
like sit
that.
You down.
Sort of.
I was really pissed off at him.
Yeah, because I'm keeping my stable. I grew them. They're mine. Really? I have my own association.
The thing is, what are you doing with them?
That's none of your business.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
When you get in my association, then you find out what happens.
Yeah, whatever.
You see, you have your association. I have my association.
Yeah, my association is successful, though.
What are you saying? Mine's not?
No, because it's not. You're being selfish with it.
Oh, really?
You can't do that.
It's an elite club. Very elite.
You're Patrick, Chris trashing me. Go fuck yourself. Go watch your movie with your girlfriend.
From the chat room there. All right, so.
What I'm saying to you is if you're really interested, off the air, I will talk to you about how to do it.
But he's got
to
join the association.
This is so... Can I get out, though?
You're fucked. Dude.
Like,
don't do it.
This is what I'm asking. Like, if I join
you're in for life, dude. It's a way of life. It's not just... Right. It's a way of life.
But if I join the association, whatever group you're talking about, and I actually find the girl that's not, like, friends with your girlfriend, can I bang her? Like, can I bang girls outside the group?
Of course. But what I'm saying to you is...
Scared me a little
bit. It's not
too many rules.
Yeah.
It's not. It's really not a lot of rules.
He has enough trouble on his own. Now if you put rules into the game, forget about it.
You're not going to be, like, watching me bang, like, your girlfriend's friends, are you?
No, of
none of that shit's
not.
Going on.
No. All right. It's all just for the individual.
Trying to feel you out, buddy.
It's a betterment of a life, man. Mm-hmm. It's betterment, man. It's really a betterment. And that's what you gotta think about.
Brody is looking at me shaking his head.
Listen, I got involved in this because I saw the potential of how it would change my life. And it did. It changed my life drastically. And not only that, but I was able to share the wealth and make my friends happy at the same time.
I shouldn't really talk about it, right? Say the name.
I can't go into details. Association is fine. That's why we...
Is this like a national thing or is this just something in your head?
I can't tell you how far...
Like the Freemasons?
I can't tell you how long back and far it goes. The history is just for such ages and ages of time.
I wouldn't do it.
Just making this shit up.
I swear to God. I'm telling you, I didn't create it.
I trust them.
I didn't create it, so I'm not going to say, this is mine. This is my crazy idea. No, this is just a way of life that was presented to me and I bought into it. And I said, I think this is a great way to fucking do it. And it makes a lot of sense. I'm going to try it. If it works, great. And it worked. And then I showed everyone else what was working for me. They all got involved. They all love it. I'll tell you, my friend Dave, before he became a pussy and he's engaged to his girlfriend, he would fucking raid the women I threw at him. I mean, I would throw women at him every week.
Right.
And then he'd return the favor. But, like, every week there was something, you know what I'm saying? Like, there was a new girl lined up for him because there was a certain height of time. I mean, now I'm not in that mode as much anymore, but when I was, like, 21, 22, 23,
yeah.
Those times, they was just constant. Like, I would have, like, five or six different groups of women that my friends were, like, getting into. It was pretty, you know, I'd say it was pretty remarkable at the time.
I got to think this one over, because the whole time you've been talking, Rudy is looking at me, shaking his head, going, don't do it, dude,
about,
don't do it.
And I'm not talking about whores here either. Like, you can meet some nice women and actually, you know, mm-hmm. settle down and have, you know, whatever. Look, for instance, he brought up this girl's sister.
Uh-huh.
Was she, like, a whore?
No. Not at all.
Sam, very nice girl.
Very nice. Too good to see Passion of the Christ.
Yeah.
First date.
Wow. How'd the relationship go after that?
As soon as he broke up with his sister, that was done. Yeah, so, I wasn't driving away to Long Island to see this girl anymore.
Oh, man.
Chris, what would be my gain to joining the association? So I'm giving out my stable, so to speak. What's my gain?
No, I'm not going to go into the details.
See, I don't think there's any.
I would talk to you.
He's making a shit up.
I would talk to you about it. I just can't really get into all the details.
So wait, you believe that I have a good crop that I can give out?
I'm not saying, just from what I saw that night, there obviously single women around you, and you had the opportunity to introduce your friend Kieran to one of these women, and you didn't do that. And I
don't need drama on bar night.
That's not drama, Kieran.
Yeah, it is.
Listen, Kieran is
Rocket thinks I'm like, I can't like even like function, tie my own
right,
shoes.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Ding!
But that's wrong, man. And so what, man? So like, what are these girls to you? What are they to you?
Holes.
My friends.
Yeah, right.
Your friends have.
Honestly, I only knew one of them.
Rocket hangs out with
all right,
them.
There you go. Right there.
What?
You only knew one of them.
Right. So
what about the other girls?
I don't know. I honestly never met him before.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, Kieran, here's some people I have no idea about. Have a field day. Well, honestly, what would you do?
Listen, you're like right there, right?
Cool.
Like,
yeah, and then walk away.
Yeah, right.
That's look right there. That's
I've known him a while, so I do know what he's doing.
Like, you know one of those girls, right?
Okay.
So you're going to go to that girl and you're going to talk to her.
Sure.
Right? And you're going to establish a rapport with the other women, right?
So not real. I mean, it's boring. You got to understand the situation of that night. I mean, there's a lot. Like that night served a purpose. We're not just hanging out generally.
I get it. Everyone's drunk. Everyone's hanging out. Everyone's having.
It's not. It's boring. I got to go around and talk to everybody that night because it's kind of like everyone's there because of Kieran and I set that up.
I understand that, but what you do is you set up. You set him up for success.
You kidding me? You obviously don't know Kieran well enough. Look, he'll agree with me. If I brought him over and said, hey, here's so-and-so and so-and-so, he'd go, hi, thanks for coming, turn around and walk away.
Exactly. I don't give a fuck.
No, it's nothing against you. That's just the reality of it. So, it's not like...
I'm a foot dude, Chris. Don't even talk to me about chicks, because I'm such a picky bastard.
And what I'm also saying, too, is that Rocket seems to have more experience. Right?
Yeah.
And he's been around for, you know, has had more dealings with women and knows how to talk to women.
Right.
Why isn't there a little guidance going on here?
I don't need guidance. Dude, I know how to talk to chicks. I just don't. I pick and choose. I don't really
You got
to
understand.
I don't give a fuck.
Let me ask you a question.
I'm not hard up to get laid. I honestly am not. Yeah, I don't care.
That's fine. Let me ask you a question. I'm not saying that, like, you're there that night to get laid. I'm not saying that. But out of those girls that you saw that night, right, that were hanging around with his girlfriend or whatever, friend girl or whatever she is,
mm-hmm.
you know, did you find any of them attractive?
There wasn't there a blonde there?
Yeah. Oh, you found her attractive?
I don't even know. I can't answer that because I wasn't really paying attention.
But whatever. I mean, did you look at one of them and say, yeah, you know, I talked to her?
Probably. But I see chicks every day, like at the gas station. I'm like, oh,
he's not like that. He's not going to do that. Especially on a night like that. I mean, all right, you know, that
I'm not,
night
no,
kind
I'm
of
not.
Puts things in a weird right, situation.
Why won't you get laid? That's what
Why won't I?
Yeah.
I just don't want to bang chicks to bang them.
I'm not.
I did that in college. It's just. It's annoying. It's just like.
It's not annoying.
It's not annoying.
A pop quiz is annoying.
That was the wrong word.
Sex should not be annoying.
That's the wrong word. I'm just not like a drama guy. Like, it always leads to drama. When you bang a chick out, it always leads to fucking drama. I used to bang this chick in college, and it was like I banged her, and all of a sudden this fucking like wave of drama shit came, and I don't want that.
Yeah, so you had a couple bad experiences.
Kieran sort of got drama on bar night, and he didn't even do anything. I mean, he didn't even get anything where they were really close to getting laid.
All right. So there's like.
So that goes to show you, he doesn't have to have sex in this drama around him.
Going back to what I was saying before the break, that, you know, this girl, Schmitty or whatever you want to call her, she.
We all know her.
She gets drunk, whatever the hell it is, and like she like falls back on Kieran, like he's going to take care of her.
And no, she fell over and I picked her up because
yeah, I wouldn't have fucking picked her up. I would have just let her fall to the floor.
Well, she's a good girl.
Oh,
Chris, I don't know why she fell over, too. Why'd she fall over?
Because everyone was getting fucking slipped Mickeys. That's why, all right?
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
She broke her ass, too.
Everyone got slipped something that
she had.
I think that fucking kid, man. I swear to God.
There were a lot of fucked
Tom,
up people.
That kid Tom?
Yeah.
Chris believes that Tom slipped Heidi something, like, bad.
Yeah, Heidi was fucked up, too.
And she only had two drinks.
Why would the two chicks that were there, the ones that were, you know, kind of friends with us, they were both really freaking out there.
Do you want to confront Tom?
Let's go kick this Tom kid's ass.
See, if I see Tom...
He's in the chat room.
So one of these kids...
It's not even about confronting. I wouldn't even give him a chance to talk.
Listen to him!
Oh, my God.
Listen to Chris. I like Chris.
He's like a little fucking mafia guy.
Yeah. I'm the silly putty of radio I see in the chat room.
Yes.
Everyone's got a nickname now, right? Fucking Patrick is Shmoo.
Shmoo.
Did you see that picture?
Yeah.
What's Mark? Let's see.
I don't even know who Mark is.
The chubby Mexican?
Someone's calling in. Hold on.
Hello, who's this?
Who the fuck do you think it is?
Race Car Johnny, everybody, from the Speed Road Tour Challenge. Welcome to the LunaticRadio.com show, player.
Stop clapping.
Oh, we're on?
Yeah, we're on the internet.
Shut up!
Green flag already?
For restrictor plates? What?
Yeah, you're actually called in.
I got your restrictor plate, buddy.
Yo, quick one.
So what's going on, Race Car Johnny? Give us an update on the Speed Road Tour Challenge.
Right now I'm in Miami. I flew home for 9 days.
Mm-hmm.
Giving us a little bit of time off.
Spring break?
See the chick, right?
Yeah. I'm with her now. We went to, she's Jewish, so we just went to the Passover meal.
Ugh. Race Car, let me ask you a question. Does your girlfriend have, like, a ton of, like, chick friends?
Yeah.
Now, do you try to hook up your buddies who you hang out with down there in Florida with her friends?
Or would you? If you had
No, but my lunatic radio friends, I'd be more than willing to do that for.
That's a friend. This is a friend.
See that?
Right here. That's a friend. He's got your back.
We're joined in studio today, Race Car Johnny, by Chaos Chris and Rodian from the Chaos Radio Show. And Chaos Chris was just talking about this thing he calls the association. Which is some sort of like dating thing he has in his head, meaning the girl he's dating, he like hooks up all of her friends with his friends.
Nice. And, well, that's a good friend through a girlfriend.
But he says it's like some sort of group I have to like get initiated into, some sort of like ceremony or something.
How the fuck do you initiate that shit?
I don't know. It's fucking bizarre. I'm trying to figure it out, Race Car, and I can't.
That sounds a little weird. It sounds like some weird qualifying thing.
I'm trying to see what the downside is.
But Race Car Johnny has the idea. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
He's not opposed to it.
If it's a thing through friends, if you're good, I guess that's your benefit, because then she's going to tell all the other friends that you're good at what you're doing, but mm-hmm. if you're bad, then you strike out like with the first chick, you know?
Right. You know what? You shouldn't worry about any of this, Race Car Johnny. You're on a reality show, and you should be banging chicks left and right.
But I'm not, but that's okay. I'm banging the fuck out of them when it comes to fucking competitions and shit.
Yeah, how you doing on the show? You're winning, right?
the lunatic team is doing good.
Nice. team lunatic.
Good.
It's awful. That's so sad.
I haven't seen
every fucking listener better watch Thursday because y'all get you get mad represented Thursday.
Ooh, look at him!
All right, I was waiting to announce that, but. Yeah, Race Car Johnny has a big surprise for all the LunaticRadio.com listeners on this Thursday's episode of the Speed Road Tour Challenge. He is, what should we say what you're doing?
Well, let's be a little facetious. Let's just say that,
spell that.
You know, it's one thing to wear the shirt, I guess, and be seen on TV. But when you do really good in the shirt, which the supposed there's the jinx on the logo,
right?
And you break and you know the possible jinx could have been broken by me, but you'd have to watch Thursday at 8:30 to find out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a really good thing.
Race Card tells me he is the listener of the year.
Woo!
I think the millennium. I don't know. TV international, even people over in fucking Ethiopia get fucking Speed Channel.
Really?
There's going to be some little Ethiopian kid running around going, lunatic.com.
Yeah, Race Car Johnny, everybody, wore the lunaticradio.com t-shirt that he has in his possession. He has like 10 of them, by the way, on the show.
Yeah.
On the show this week, in which airs this Thursday at 8:30 on the Speed Channel, and he did really good on the show. So the logo should be represented on the TV.
Yes. You know what I was thinking? Is somehow you should get it to where you send me a bunch of bumper stickers.
Mm-hmm.
And on my spare time, I can just go out around all the campers and stuff and just place them on their windshields and shit like that.
That'd be great. How can we get them some? Because you're always all over the place.
Yeah, you're all over the place, Race Car Johnny.
Yeah, well, I'm home for 9 days. I'm sure it doesn't take 9 days to send a bunch of stickers to my home address, right?
All right. We can do that.
Sure.
Right?
I guess. I guess it'll
I don't know.
Take.
I've had some bad experiences from them, so.
I think we need to make that happen.
Okay.
Word up. So what's...
Kieran will send it next Thursday.
Yeah, I'll see you next Thursday. What's the next stop on the Speed Road Tour Challenge? Where are you going?
Fort Worth, Texas.
And what race is that? I Banged Your Mother 400.
That is the Samsung
Yeehaw 200.
350, I think, or something like that.
The Samsung 350.
The Hillbilly 700.
Can't
yeah,
question.
I think
how
that's
come,
what it is.
How come, like, NASCAR is, like, this all-American event is allowing all these Japanese advertisers and, like, Toyota is now a car, is one of the cars. How come they're letting all that come in?
Well, okay. Since I've had to be subject to... Not subject. The Toyota people sponsor our show, and they're actually really nice people.
Right.
And the argument back to that is when it comes to like people saying, "Oh, that's a foreign manufacturer, that's a foreign name," is that's the only make that's in NASCAR that is that vehicle. Toyota makes their vehicles in North America. Ford, Chevy, and Dodge make their vehicles out of North America.
Those bastards.
And if you think about it, what kind of TV you got in your house?
I got a JVC.
A JVC?
But I'm sure it's a foreign brand, right?
I don't know. Is it a foreign brand?
Yeah, I'm sure. Most TVs, most computers, it's all foreign stuff. It's all made.
I don't have a problem.
Right. What we get is we get a lot of people will be, you know, they'll like, oh, Japanese, they're coming in, they're taking all the money out of NASCAR. This is an all-American sport, like you said. Well, when it comes down to it, more than half these people that show up to these races have Mitsubishi TVs, they have Sony disc players, and they don't think about that aspect of it. So it's just a thing that Toyota's got to work themselves into getting.
How's it being embraced? Is it not being embraced?
Huh?
No, they
do. Like in the Craftsman Truck Series, the guy that won the championship last year won in a Toyota. I mean, Toyota has been represented in NASCAR for a couple of years, but they haven't been to this level yet, and this gets way more attention. The Nextel Cup Series gets 10 times the attention that the Craftsman Truck Series does.
Are restrictor plates Japanese?
I don't know.
I love those things.
I think they might be German. I don't know.
Love it.
You know, the Japanese have ruined golf for me.
Why?
And now they're going to ruin NASCAR, which I'm not even into.
Isn't Payne Japanese?
Hey, what's the score of the game?
Oh, the
7-2.
Florida's winning. Florida's winning.
Is there going to be an expansion to Japan? Is that in the works or anything?
Florida's winning.
Yeah, they are doing a NASCAR. Aren't they having a NASCAR race in Japan or China or some one of those places?
No, Mexico is what they did this
no,
year.
No, they have a Busch race in Mexico City.
Nice. Why bother?
Yeah.
I know.
A lot of the teams don't like going there. Last year, they went there for the first time, and a couple of the race team haulers that carry the cars and all the equipment and shit, and they carry like $1 million worth of equipment, got held up at gunpoint. Got the shit fucking stolen.
Yeah, there's no point in going to Mexico, man.
Yeah.
Let those wetbacks rot.
Nice. Nice.
So Race Car Johnny, everybody, is kicking ass and taking names on the Speed Road Tour Challenge.
He sure is.
Yeah, he sure is, guy.
You a celebrity yet? You still got you got that celebrity thing going. I can feel it when I talk to you during the week.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But like I said, on the East Coast represents 10 times better than the West Coast does. Yeah. You know, we get way more attention out here on this side than we do on the other side, which is... You know, it's not. I'm not blaming the West Coast for not watching, but I just think that because the show comes on at different times, it's just a.
I got to imagine you're
really into watching it,
Race Car Giant. I got to imagine when you went home for a little break this weekend. I got to imagine your friends were giving you shit for you know, calling you like Hollywood and shit. You know what I mean?
No, actually, none of my friends know that I'm coming home.
Oh, really? It was like a surprise thing.
Yeah. I'm trying to keep it low key and just kind of creep up on them.
You know, I was thinking this during the week, Race Car Johnny. You really on the show. You really have to make a name for yourself so that eventually, like, become like a famous reality star. So that eventually, you might get an opportunity to do the VH1's Celeb Reality, whatever the hell it is.
I was figuring on trying out for I Love New York. I figure I might do that next.
<Yeah. you know? laughs> What's that show called where they all the celebrities go in that house?
Oh,
the hell's that?
Oh, celebrity,
like, something island or something like that.
No island.
I don't know.
Surreal life. Like,
yeah, you got to get on the Surreal Life.
That's owned by Fox, which Fox produces our stuff. But
man, you're all about the corporations.
Listen to him.
He comes on. He comes on in the last week. Hey, he's plugging Coke.
I pay attention to when these people are talking to me and telling us, you know, the shit that, you know, that goes on behind the scenes with who's.
I don't care.
Who's who. My girlfriend's talking to me in Spanish. I have no idea what she just said.
Pero aquí para llevar. Dos mujeres en camino.
I don't know what she was saying. That was crazy.
Was she blowing you right now?
Chupa la pinga,
señor. No, I think if she's wanting me to hurry up because we haven't. She picked up from the airport. We got in the car and we drove over to Miami.
You got to check her restrictor plate.
That's right. That's right.
Do you guys even know what
manifold
are?
I don't know. I heard it once on the Daytona 500, and I was just—it's
only
used as a new camshaft.
It's only used in super speedways. So that's funny.
He just used another one, camshaft.
Why not?
What is that?
Right.
Sounds cool.
Oh, come on! I don't even go there. That'd take forever.
Mm-hmm. All right, so forever. We all got to watch this Thursday, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's right. Definitely represented very well. The lunaticradio.com show.
I thank you, Race Car Johnny. You are the listener of the millennium. And I
thank
wish
you.
You just got to call in. You know what? Just call in every week. We'll just do the Race Car Johnny's calling in again bit.
There you go. I expect at least a piece of paper written in crayon with that award name on it sent to my house.
Yes. You'll get it 3 years from now.
Yeah, I don't know if Rocket can spell millennium, but I'm sure he can Google it.
Yeah, we can Google
sure.
It.
Hey, email us your address, dude, so we can send those stickers over.
That's right. You better send me some stickers. Yeah, send me a shitload, dude. I'm just going to put plaster them all over people's shit.
By the way, some of the listeners are asking, are you sure that they're not going to blur out the logo?
No, definitely not.
Channel, he's so high up right now. He says what happens.
He's corporate.
That's right. I tell them. I'm like, hey, listen here. You don't want to do this? Fucking snap your fucking neck.
The Italian
fuck?
Redneck over there.
Corporate Johnny.
That's right.
All right, Race Car Johnny.
All right, guys.
Best of luck. Thank you for kicking ass this week, man. That was cool.
And representing.
Hey, it's my pleasure wearing the shirt, guys. You guys are awesome.
All right, go make sweet love to the chick.
All right, guys, later.
Sweet. Screen Kieran. Nothing's in here.
All right, that was Race Car Johnny, everybody, on the LunaticRadio.com show. Watch the Speed Road Tour Challenge this Thursday at 8:30 p.m. on the Speed Channel. Check your local listings, cocksuckers.
Or Google it.
Take a break. We'll come back with more LunaticRadio.com show. Roydian is here, by the way.
I am.
Right after here.
He doesn't participate in interviews.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
This is Race Car Johnny calling from the Speed Road Tour Challenge, and I am LunaticRadio.com.
Not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-796-9543. 1-800-796-9543. 1-800-796-9543.
Hey everyone, the worst damn sports show period is live on Wednesday nights on the People Sports Radio Network. Join me, Brian Scott, in the TDS Radio chat room at tdsradio.net during the live show. 1 hour of sports, music, and the unknown. And if you can't catch the worst damn sports show period live, swing by the TDS Podcast Network. Podcast.tdsradio.net and download all of the great TDS sports programming to your iPod. The worst damn sports show period live at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 Eastern on tdsradio.net for the People's Sports Radio Network.
Hey guys, it's Heidi from the Chaos Radio Show on cringehumorradio.com, and you may not know who I am, but I know you. I've watched you stride down the street, bristling with technology. Your friends call you a gadget geek, but that's an understatement. If asked, you'd call yourself a technophile. Yeah, I've seen you before. So I know that the sound of my voice is reaching you through the magic of your Infusion Radio. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you've never heard of the Infusion? Why, it's only the world's first portable internet radio. So you don't know that Taurian Wireless allows users to access thousands of internet radio stations from around the world without the need for a computer? The Infusion also functions as an MP3 player and storage device. It contains an FM radio receiver, plus it comes with a set of high-quality stereo headphones, and you can see all of the commands on the large LCD display. The Infusion is compact, around the size of a business card. It allows maximum portability to travelers and those stationed abroad who want to stay in touch with music, news, and comedy from around the world. So, in a nutshell, you need to get this puppy. Go to cringehumorradio.com and click the Infusion link for further details, and add one to your cart.
Hey, this is Pam B, and now back to lunaticradio.com show.
Ew. Tomorrow I am
healing. What up, everybody? Lunaticradio.com show on the air. Crazy show today. Chaos Chris and Rodian from the Chaos Radio Show joining us in the studio. I'm your host, Cameron Cann. Alongside me is the Rocket CEO. We are 40 minutes late doing the show tonight because our fucking piece of shit computer took a dump. Rocket says it's not even fixable. So we're quitting. Rocket's mic's not on. Rodian's mic's not on.
Wow.
I'm all over the place
today.
And
you know what the magical thing about this all is? Anyone on the MP3 won't even care.
No, because you'll hear a fine, beautiful, nice sounding quality show feed or audio quality, whatever the fuck it is.
But I'm proud of you, Kieran. You didn't pull the 9 o'clock we gotta go on, because I was saying this while you were out of the room, like, watch, 9 o'clock is like, we're gonna have to go on, like, he's a real radio show.
Behind your back.
You're running around like you're giving a heart transplant to the fucking studio here, and I was just like, all right, there must be a big problem because he's going nuts.
Have you guys ever just fought?
Yeah. Once we did.
What'd you guys do?
No, we argued on the phone. We weren't even like next to each other. Yeah. Didn't we?
He's like disappointed.
I don't fight with my friends. I'm like you, Chris. I don't fight
all the time.
It's not worth it to fight
constantly.
I don't remember what you're talking about.
Rodian seems like a guy who argues a lot.
No, I think it's because Rodian's where he's sitting in his ways. So I think he fights because it's reactionary.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he starts it.
No, I'll never start an argument.
Yeah, it's more like he's like, he only responds. He won't start something, but he'll definitely respond in his own way.
Elbows to the head.
Sometimes it gets physical.
Nice.
Who's like the leader of the show? I know Heidi's the host, but who's like the one who runs the ship? Is it you, Chris?
I wouldn't. See, this is the thing. Everyone does something different, so I can't say that.
We definitely turn to Chris. I mean, he's obviously the one who's setting everything up. You know, one day I'll walk in, there's an extra soundboard, there's a monitor there. I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, look,
it all started with, you know, I wanted to do this
radio thing. Yeah.
You know, like I said, like, I think you three would be pretty fucking cool as a tandem. You know, you got three different personalities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like the same dribble. You'll definitely like work well together, and that's what I wanted to do. And Alex was fucking great, and he comes up with these bits all the time, you know? And, like, he'll work all week on, like, just these stupid little, you know, funny bits that we play on breaks and stuff like that, which is hilarious, you know?
Uh-huh.
And he brings that. He brings a lot of that to the show. And, you know, Heidi brings her quirky sense of humor or experiences with women and all the other shit that comes along
lesbian.
With it. Yeah, so, I mean, and she really guides the show as far as content goes.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Rodian is basically the guy who reacts to everything that's brought up.
Mm-hmm. He's a funny guy.
I pretty much took it as if, like, the analogy of, like, you're going to go hang out with your friends at a bar, and you sit, you're drinking, and you're just talking about everything under the sun. Sex, you know, whatever. That's how I take it. When I go and I just show up, you know, and the best is, like, try to do little things for it, and then he's like, oh, what's this? I'm like, all right, you don't like what I'm doing? Then fuck it. Then I'm not even going to do anything, man.
I'm not going to try.
What's the point?
Just going to show up. Fuck it.
Just give me my chair.
That's how I was with Ronnie Beans. Like, Ron would never do anything on the show. Ron, by the way, is the old co-host.
Nice.
And he would just show up. But occasionally, like, once in a blue moon, he would come at me with an idea, and I would just shut it down. Just to shoot it down.
Really?
Oh, sometimes.
Like, and they could be pretty decent ideas?
No, they're never.
All right. So, at least, you know, at least it
just wasn't going to give them a shot. Because you and I would sit there and work and work and work.
Right.
You know, and he comes to me and he thinks something like, it's like gold, better than anything we've ever done. No, it's not. Sorry.
I like that.
Gotta earn your wings.
Shoot your dreams down. I like that.
Yeah.
So wait, how'd you feel when he wanted to redo the opening?
What? I don't care. We needed a new one.
Oh, the opening. Yeah, the opening didn't really have the same merit as a bit idea.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So are we gonna do? Are we gonna do some news?
Nah, fuck it.
Because you got the news, Rock. You're the news guy. We're trying to figure out if Rocket can do news on the show.
Why are we trying to figure it out? I really like don't want to, but I just do it because just because like we have.
I'm trying to get the guy more involved with the radio program. I know
I do enough.
I know he does a ton of stuff behind the scenes, but you know he's got a microphone in front of him. He's got to fucking use it eventually.
Can you speak?
I use it plenty.
Do you speak well? Do you have nice diction?
Yeah, apparently you don't. By the way, apparently,
I don't.
Nice. Yeah, we all suck at this.
Oh, I'm getting text message. Maybe it's Kate. Hold on.
Are we doing a radio show today? Roy, you just want to sit back and watch the game with me?
Animals.
Can you can you fucking do the news? Fuck the text message. News.
It might have been important.
Kate.
People need to know what the fucking news is.
You're not getting a blowjob.
Do I get like an opening?
If you're not
here it is.
If
Rocket, do the news.
If you're not getting a blowjob from that girl, you shouldn't be fucking...
Don't even stall with that. She's a nice lady.
Oh,
why are all these girls nice girls?
Dude,
she takes her in the ass.
Here you go, Rocket. Date her, and then I'll go into the association.
Oh, yeah.
She's got porno friends.
Would you bang porn chicks?
No. Would you?
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm surprised you were saying
you
that.
You wouldn't?
Would you, Rodian, really bang a porno chick?
No. I don't think I'd bang a porno chick.
No, I wouldn't.
Pretty
no.
sure. I'd bang the stripper, and I think that's as far as I'll go.
I want to bang a stripper. Isn't that the same thing?
I want to be able to look at my kids.
As far as I'll go. I don't know if it's...
Right. I want to be able my kids to look at me and say, oh, Daddy, why am I blind? Because your father could keep it in his pants.
She was like...
And he banged out every animal that came in front of me. That's why.
See?
It's called a herpes. Stay away from it.
Oh, oh man.
So he keeps quiet and then he just got that perfect one.
That's what he does. That's what
he saves it up.
Yeah. Burst of brilliance.
All right, stop. Are we going to do this?
Yes, go ahead. Rock it with the news. Whack, whack.
That's all I got. Because you won't make me an intro. Because
what
it's
about
work.
Like nightly news? Don't you got that thing?
No.
I've heard you play
every other show uses that.
I've heard you. So I don't what? Have that's nightly. Good to start.
I don't have nightly news.
The current affair is good.
He might have it.
Wow.
Oh, look. Show him your CD case. It's just a bunch of CDs.
By the way, this sounds exactly like when Charles McCord does it on the Ima show.
Yeah.
He gets right into it. You know, he talks to Imus. You know what? I don't want to do the news, Imus. I don't know. You know what? I'm getting a text message, Imus. Hold on a second.
Chris, you don't want to fuck with me. You don't know who you're fucking with. That was my conversations with Don Imus.
Yeah, Chris had conversations with Don
Chris,
Imus.
You don't want to fuck with me. You don't know who you're fucking with.
I got to get back to the ranch.
Do you want
to
get in? Do you want to tell the people about that?
I covered him on a story I was doing for the magazine I work for, and did a piece on his wife, and I was including him on that piece.
You did a piece of ass on his wife?
Nice.
No, definitely not.
Did he invite you back to that concentration camp he's got down there?
No, he didn't.
Slave camp.
I was hoping.
Yeah, you're dying. Put some of that fucking hay in the bun.
I was too busy.
Yeah, I never understood like that. Cancer kids and you just make them work. Why don't you just let them chill out?
Is that their wish to work before they die?
His thing
I don't think so.
His thing is rewards in working and there's a feeling of self-fulfillment, you know, like in these kids are dying and whatever.
Yeah, okay.
And they still get to be treated like everyone else. They get to work.
No, they
get
don't.
To earn money. No. They get to...
When there's 50 kids running around with bald heads putting hay in a barn.
And fucking Imus is rolling around in his new fucking Dodge Dakota. Looking at his nice clean ranch.
Great job.
Everyone's got their thing.
Keep him moving.
Clean up that manure.
Yeah. He's got fucking watermelon head kids fucking cleaning hay off his fucking
place. I got a call from
place.
Him at 5:13 in the morning.
Oh, well, he must have been doing the show, huh?
Right. Before the show started is when the first call was made one day. And then he called me four or five other times throughout his show.
Making sure what you're doing is what he wants.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Faster, kids. I want a new Durango.
But I got to give him credit because when the article did come out, he talked about us for about an hour.
I saw him, I was watching that episode.
I can't, you know, he's a tough person to deal with. That's what he is. I mean, what are you going to do?
I love the guy. I think he's a badass on the radio.
Oh. Shut up, McCord. Shut up, Gordon.
He takes him like 15 minutes to say hello to people on his show.
That was horrible.
It's ridiculous.
But then when he was talking to me and I was interviewing him, he was just ranting.
Yeah.
Just every word, every other word was fuck this, fuck that. It's fucking great. I have the audio, but I can't play it. That would be unethical.
Yeah, well, I'm still not sold on that Imus Ranch. Just not sold on it whatsoever.
Everyone's ripping apart his wife now, too, because she's selling these natural products.
Mm-hmm.
And she sells them through her organization, the Deidre Imus Foundation for Cancer or whatever the hell it is. And it's like all these natural cleaning products. And they feel like she's trying to make a buck off it. But to be honest, all the money goes to her organization, not hers.
Right.
And it's a 501c3, so it's usually carefully followed by the IRS. So she can't really cheat.
501c3. Yeah,
that's good.
I'm going to
It's a non-profit. Yeah. It's a non-profit.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what, Rocky? This is what I'm going to do. We're going to do.
Okay.
When we get like boatloads of cash.
Sure.
We're going to go set up a ranch.
Yeah.
And invite retards to come. And
Every time.
I was hoping
you're drooling.
So we should just have chicks.
And just have them clean stuff.
That's nice. A good idea.
And tell them they're doing a good job.
I would say midgets, though.
Midgets.
Oh, man. Midget can. Oh,
man, I want to buy a midget, man.
Listen, everyone
should have to get a lot of them, though.
Everyone should be able to have a midget as like
a little pet.
That'd be great.
Maybe you should join like a midget group.
No.
Because
I can't imagine the kind of emails I get from that.
Is there like a midget association?
There probably is.
They need all the help they can get, those guys. I want to get a midget so I can build a house exact scale to mine, so that when he's in his house, everything is normal to him. He can reach everything. He can walk up the stairs, you know. But then when he leaves the house, he goes back to reality.
Yeah.
And then he's
all fucked up.
Out. Yeah. I thought that'd be great. I named him Joe.
Joe the midget.
Just me and Joe.
Fucking Patrick is boring everybody with his fucking cooking in the fucking jail that he works in.
Alright, so let's do some news. Rocket has the news, everybody. Go ahead, Rocket.
Okay, well, first off, Jenny's working on... It appears that Brooke Taylor and Dennis are in L.A. and might have forgotten about this, you know, amazing interview they were supposed to have with us tonight. Right. But Air Force Amy might be calling.
I really wanted to call them whores.
I was going
to
get all fucking Brian Williams on them. Like Matt Lauer. I was going to be really good tonight with the interview. Yeah, ask him why they're cunts and they bang people for a living.
That's a fair question.
Pretty much.
We'll do it to Air Force Amy if she calls in.
All right, great.
Downfall of
who, by the way, is about the size of a fucking plane, Air Force Amy. Huge chick.
Is she?
Really?
Yeah.
Never saw a picture of her.
Bring up a photo.
Didn't do any research on her whatsoever.
Actually, I have no idea what she looks like.
I really don't. We should ask. You saw your house.
Knows what she looks like?
She's blonde.
All right.
Fat? There you go.
Is she fat or?
No, she's like this. She's fucking
stick figure.
Stick figure. Yeah.
Oh, really?
No, well, yeah, I guess.
Would you bang her? If she wasn't a whore, would you bang?
Would you bang a whore?
Would I bang a prostitute?
Would you bang one of them chicks at the bunny ranch?
No. What's the point?
Herpes?
What do you mean, what's the point?
Because Patrick would
Let's
fuck
say they're clean.
Because Patrick would fuck one of those bitches.
So wait, whatever Patrick fucks you won't?
I would never touch anything.
Wow. All
right. This has been a 14-minute intro to the news segment. So let's go ahead.
We're up against the clock with Kieran.
All right, go ahead.
All right. UK teachers pretend the Holocaust never happened. Film at 11. A government-sponsored study has concluded teachers in the UK are choosing to drop any curriculum that contains references to... Oh, someone's calling in.
Hi. Is this ludicrous?
It's ludicrous.
Yeah. Yell it up, baby.
Cadillac bills.
Well, let me put a banana in your tailpipe.
With some diamonds in it.
Hi. This is Ludicrous Radio Show.
What's up?
How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
Very good. Who are you?
I'm Brooke Taylor.
Oh, hi, Brooke. How are you?
I'm great.
She's a smoking chick. Why is everybody shutting up?
We thought you were just kind of like doing the intro to the conversation. You know, you set them up.
Right,
you
know, the Ludicrous Radio Show.
Well, no, say who they are, you know.
Hey, everybody, this is Brooke Taylor from the Cat House Show and the Moonlight Bunny Ranch.
Wow.
She is one of those girls who...
fuck for a living?
It does a service to men who pay lots of cash.
Oh.
Like how much?
Changing oil?
How much for one night with you?
I can't quote prices outside the ranch.
Oh, man.
Give me a range.
A ballpark figure.
You know, you can spend anywhere from a couple hundred to a few thousand.
Really?
It really depends on what your budget is and what you're looking for.
I was listening to Drop a Mill. I guess I'm all right. I save a little cash.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't say no to that.
What would you get for $1 million?
For that. You get an awful lot of time and pretty much anything you wanted.
Wow, breakfast?
AIDS.
Breakfast with head every morning, you know.
Breakfast with head?
All
that's
the good.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Breakfast with head. That's awesome. Can I get that at Denny's?
I don't think you can get it at Denny's. I don't know. Maybe for the right price.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't the Bunny Ranch have like a menu?
Yes, they do.
Yes, we do have.
Do they have it in PDF format? Just curious.
They actually, I think they have like appetizers too.
Sweet.
On the menu.
They have
really?
Appetizers.
Well, any pasta?
They have lots of desserts.
Hey, Brooke, tell the people, how many chicks work at the Bunny Ranch?
We have over 500 girls licensed here at the Bunny Ranch, and we have room for between 40 and 50 at a time.
What is your work schedule at the Bunny Ranch? Like, do you go in, bang a dude out, and you're like, all right, that's it for today?
Clock in, clock out?
No, it's not quite like that. A lot of the girls come in from all over the country, and they stay for however long they like. And so we work 12-hour shifts. There's girls at all hours of the day and night. We never close.
Ooh.
Our legs are always open. And, so we just basically work on call. When the bell rings and a customer's here, we run down and do a lineup.
Do you refuse
people? We have customers
people?
That make appointments with us through our website, bunnyranch.com, or by calling us.
Do you ever refuse people? Like you personally, you take one look at the guy and you're like, no way, I can't do this.
We do have the choice of whether what we want to do and who we want to do. If for some reason I don't feel that I'm the best fit for a gentleman, well,
what
I will
that,
introduce him to one of my friends.
Yeah, what does that mean?
What would that mean? What would that mean?
That means
why
they're black. That's what it means.
No, that's just, not what that means.
They smell like coconuts, right? You don't like that, right?
No, it's not like that. You know, it may be, we can't work out a price agreement. Maybe I don't do the activity he's asking for.
But you wouldn't just say no on appearance?
Maybe I just feel that someone else would be a better party for them.
But you wouldn't just say no on appearance? Let's say he was like a fat slob, you know?
No, I wouldn't say no on appearance. Not unless they like hadn't had like bad hygiene.
Oh, well.
If it would be more beneficial for them to use the money to go to a dentist, then by all means, I will encourage that.
What are you wearing right now as we're talking?
Right now, I have a little
thing
on that says, wish you were here.
Really?
Yeah. And then a little
who's who? Isn't that everybody?
Well, no, it's you.
Oh, of course it is. 5 minutes from now will be Chris.
Yeah.
Why not both of you?
Because
you
got the
sickliness. Your only limitation.
I know. You're kind of like hot. I like that thing.
Thanks.
I like the hotness factor.
Thanks.
So does the Bunny Ranch have a 401k plan set up?
No, they don't have a 401k plan. Right. We're all independent contractors, so we all set our own prices, and all the benefits are up to ourselves.
So wait, you're like a freelancer?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
How many people have you been with today?
Today, I haven't been with any. I'm really horny today.
Oh, nice.
Hey, we got what a tough life.
Oh, really, man. Yeah.
One day.
Any volunteers?
Shucks.
Do you
someone
blow dudes?
Take care of me.
Do you, huh? Do you blow dudes outside the Bunny Ranch?
Outside the Bunny Ranch?
Yeah, like, meaning, do you have, like,
do out dates. We can go outdoors. That'd be kind of kinky. We have a trampoline. Maybe I'll blow you on a trampoline.
Whoa, that'll hurt.
But have you, like, do some of the girls there at the Bunny Ranch have, like, boyfriends outside of, you know,
would.
Work?
Yeah, there are plenty of girls that have boyfriends outside of work. And some of them even have husbands.
Mm-hmm.
Some are make it known and others don't.
And do those husbands ever have, like, bandages on their wrists for slitting them?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I don't know.
Rodian's got some anger.
Rodian's got him. Some anger issues. Rodian digs the Cat House show on HBO. Though.
I like it. It's a good show. There's this
have
one
you guys seen the show?
Absolutely.
Yes.
There's
Showtime, right?
There's one chick.
Our
that
new
I see.
Episode comes out this weekend.
It's on TBS.
Are you on it?
Yes, I am on it.
Oh, very cool.
I even have a sex scene on it. Me and another girl.
Oh, nice. That's ABC, you another girl? That's ABC Family, right?
Yeah, really. No, it's actually Fox News. No, it's HBO. HBO, as we call it.
It's cute. You made a joke.
Is that your first exposure to television? Is that the first time you've ever been like,
exposed?
You've done,
It's my first, you know.
I'm sure she's turned one on before.
HBO came in and they filmed me arriving at the airport and coming to the ranch, and then they filmed my first party. I became a hooker and a porn star at the same time.
Wow, nice.
It was my first time. I used to work with adults with developmental disabilities. So.
Whoa, that's interesting.
That's commendable. I like that.
So you worked with autistic adults?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, any autism, mental retardation.
So what if you had an autistic adult that came into the village? What if you had?
You know, we have had that, and you know, I treat him just like any other customer.
So would you be called on because you've had the experience?
You know, it's like, for example, I know sign language, so whenever we have someone who's in here that's deaf, I always translate for the girl. I would offer my.
I am fucking your cock right now.
Well, no, some things don't need to be said.
Right. I always need to be told because I'm all fucked up.
Trust me, sweetie, you'd know what I was doing.
Whoa!
I sense that you're coming on to me.
Well, if only you were coming.
Oh, yeah.
Bazing!
So, Roydian, what is it that you like about the Cat House show? I saw the first season. I haven't, as of yet, caught the new season. But what is it?
I saw there was this one girl. She looked like she was sleeping, but she was talking and walking constantly. She just looked like she was high or just like these bags under her eyes. Yes. Like somebody just kept punching her in the face and she just wouldn't wake up. And then I saw her get dogged down. I thought that was good.
A lot of girls do
Predator
drugs.
Roll.
A lot of girls do drugs at the Bunny Ranch.
I don't know of any girls here that do drugs.
Come on.
24-hour bar.
Cocaine.
If you consider alcohol a drug.
Prozac?
No, really. I mean, it's really a clean house. It's not not what everyone thinks, filled with drugs and all that. It's really not. I wouldn't be here if it was.
No yam yam?
No chocolate? No skunk?
No what?
No internet?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
No. Donuts, we don't either.
Bagels.
We have bagels. We have a full kitchen.
Well, I'm coming. I want to eat there.
So we're talking to Brooke Taylor from the Moonlight Bunny Ranch.
Here.
She's on the Cat House program on HBO.
Karen, why don't you go there?
What, the Bunny Ranch?
Yeah. Would you go there to get laid?
No.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not?
You know, Brooke, I don't know, man. I have trouble. I think I would have trouble banging a girl with that, I don't know.
Amount of experience.
Yeah.
He's once for 8 years, Brooke, so he's a little...
Well, I promise, you don't have to worry about anything. We got you covered.
Can he let... Would you let him fuck you for, like, $10?
For $10? No.
Come on. Once in, like, 8 years.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm going to be having you.
We'll plug the show a couple
times. I think you buy me a drink for that.
Whoa! That's all you get. You get to buy her a drink.
All right, what if he puts in a hamburger, too? How about that? That help you out at all?
How about some lox and cream cheese? Come on.
Nice.
That's a no.
How often are you having relations with other women there?
I have relations with other women as often as I can.
Can you have a little relations right now on the phone with us?
On the phone?
Yeah, you got like a secretary there you can bang out or something?
Well, not the secretary, but let me see who's at the bar.
All right.
At the bar.
Nice.
Of course. Hey, come here.
Hey,
can
come
I
here.
Kittens for a second?
Kittens?
My friend Kitten.
Kitten.
You have to check Kitten's out Kitten McGoogle? On the website. She's
Kitten?
Hot.
Kitten.
Kitten.
Say hi, Kitten.
Kitten Kaboodle.
All right.
What would you like Kitten to do to me?
Hold on, hold on, hold on, What do we want Kitten to do to Brooke Taylor?
Yeah, what do you want Kitten
Sucker
to do?
Suck her vagina.
Yeah, can you...
Do you want Kitten to lick me somewhere?
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yes. In the vag.
Yeah, and then spit in your eye.
It's okay if I come, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yes, it is. We'll just sit here and listen.
Make sure she says lunaticradio.com, that's all.
Make sure she takes a Jack Daniels bottle to the side of your head.
No, you don't do that!
Let's make sure it's okay with Kitten. Kitten, are you good with eating me? I did it before. This girl sneaks in my bedroom at night and wakes me up by eating my pussy.
That rascally kitten.
Dirty little whore.
I love these.
Okay, she's gonna eat me.
Alright, go ahead.
That's all it takes?
That's what you do with the bunny. You just tell them to do shit.
Really? Can they do my taxes?
Yeah.
To be quite honest, they're both just drinking coffee right now.
Exactly. Nothing's happening. Someone's doing a crossword puzzle.
It's happening.
Oh, God.
what's that other game in like New York Post? The Sudoku, whatever it's called. What's it called?
Oh gosh.
Slap each other. Slap each other.
Okay, now I'm going to put the cashier on the phone and you can give her your credit card number.
No.
Give her a good smack.
I got a library card. Is that good?
Can I hear somebody smack each other?
Can I give her a good smack in the ass for a good
Yeah, we need something. We need audio.
Yeah, can you just spank each other or something?
Yeah, we just need something for the audio-wise because it's just like, you know.
Spank each other.
Just
okay.
To hear it.
I gotta get her back in here.
Bend over, put your ass in the air.
Get AIDS.
She ran off to go
can
wipe
I hear
her
a good
mouth. Hey, give me a spanking.
There we go. I like that.
Ooh,
wow.
Ooh, that looks good. I'm getting better.
Huh? I got a better heart on watching a porno.
All right, Brooke Taylor.
Hey, Brooke, I have a question for you.
I have an answer, sweetie.
All right, everyone's asking. So are you banging Dennis?
Yeah.
Nice. How's that working out?
It's working out fabulous. I just got a puppy.
Wow. So there's a...
Cool.
There's a fringe benefit.
What kind of puppy?
We should kill it.
Is it a pug?
What? You don't do that.
Did you get a shock jock. Did you get a pug from him?
What kind of dog?
I got a Yorkie.
Oh, what? What is that?
Congratulations. It's a pocket puppy.
It's a pocket puppy.
Oh, it's one of those.
He's cute.
No, it's like a rat.
What's his name? What's the little bundle of joy's name?
Her name's Bella.
Bella.
Yeah.
So how does it feel taking Susan Thomas's place?
No.
We know things!
Can he say that?
That one hit a little too close to home.
Suddenly we got a good show.
All right.
No, honestly, I didn't even hear what you said.
So what's it like... Taking Sunset Thomas's place.
Well, Sunset Thomas was long and gone before I came into the picture, and I don't think I really took her place because I kind of made my own.
That's what America sees. That's what they see.
Me and Sunset Thomas are in two different leagues. Nothing against her or anything, but we are two different people.
Oh, I sense a little rivalry.
We come from different places, and we have different experiences which brought us here to the ranch.
So you're saying she's
damaged
goods,
right? Our relationships are different.
You're saying she's ugly.
Dennis, so.
You're saying she's damaged goods?
You're saying Sunset Thomas is a cunt.
She's broken down.
No, I've met her. She's actually a sweet person.
She's damaged goods.
I'm not really impressed, so.
Oh, unimpressed.
No, I just don't think that she's competition, or I don't think that there was anything of me replacing her.
So
I've made a name for myself, and I am who I am, and she is who she is.
So you wouldn't bang around if you had the opportunity?
No, I wouldn't bang her.
Oh, she said that vagina's beat down.
So she's damaged goods, right? That's what you're saying?
Well, no, I'm just not attracted to her. I mean, like, don't get me wrong, I love a hot blonde, but I'm a sucker for a brunette when it comes to women, so. Mm.
Is she a hot blonde?
Wow. I mean, she's pretty, and a lot, you know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Why don't you just spit in her face and get it over with?
Yeah.
No, I would never do that. And you'll see on the upcoming show this weekend, she actually comes back and visits the ranch, and so you'll be able to see what happened when we ran into each other.
Did you kick her ass?
Yeah. You gotta watch the show.
Did they record
something?
No, but
I made some funnies.
You made some funnies.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to that.
All right, Brooke Taylor.
I guess it's a good time to promote next week's show. Sunset Thomas on the show.
Sunset Thomas is on the next Cat House show, which is on HBO. When does the HBO show air?
Don't forget to watch Sunset Thomas this weekend.
That's right.
When does the show air on HBO?
This Saturday night after, I believe, it's a boxing match. And then the same episode will rerun every Thursday night at its normal time at 11
That's
o'clock.
With the touchdown.
And you can also catch it on demand.
All right.
Awesome.
Brooke Taylor from the Moonlight Bunny Ranch and Cat House Show on HBO.
Why come? I'm asking for you.
Yeah. You guys have been a blast. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we
All right,
it.
Brooke. Take care of yourself.
All right.
Watch out for that AIDS.
Yeah, watch out for AIDS. I'll get you every
we
time.
We use protection.
Yes, sure you do.
That's what they all say.
Yeah. No, in the history of 25 years of mandatory testing, there has not been one case of HIV.
Protection's not sunglasses, dear.
They all
no
die before they get tested.
Ta-da.
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 All right, Brooke, take care.
Thanks, Brooke. Right, wait, can she do a plug?
No.
Whore.
Oh.
She hung. Oh, that was such a fake moan.
So, UK teachers pretend the Holocaust never happened.
Let's do a break.
All right.
All right, we'll do a break. We'll come back. We'll lunaticradio.com show right through this.
Hey, this is Shackle from Metal School, and you're listening to lunaticradio.com.
You know what they gotta start doing? Go back to the old days with the porno films and start doing that fake dubbing. You know how they used to do that? Like, yes, the fake moaning over the scenes? They gotta start doing that. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah? What do you mean? If I do it, will you do it at the same time?
Oh! Can Rocket
are you ready?
Can Rocket do it with you?
Oh, no. Okay, absolutely. By all means.
Yes.
All right, Rocket, you have to do some, like, moaning or something with Jessica Drake right here.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Well, I think so. Okay, here we go.
Right. I'm leaving. Go ahead.
I'm leaving.
And action.
Okay, wait.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You like that, bitch? You like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You like it hard, right? Take
oh,
it.
Oh, Rocket's the best.
That's right.
Give it to me.
Say my name, bitch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Rocket.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes. That is nice.
Oh, my God. Oh,
greatest moment in radio ever.
Wow.
Was it good for you?
Oh, it's been, oh my God. I got to excuse myself from the room.
Rocket needs a cigarette.
Yeah,
she's Rocket has masturbating material for months.
For life.
Yeah.
Hey, this is John Reap, a.k.a. Amy Guy. And I love Lunatic Radio. These fuckers are crazy.
What's the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? It's simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it, just like I did. Hi, this is Dolph Darus. Do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, I've got a powerful free tape that could change your life forever. That's right, it's free. You'll discover a proven system to real estate investing that's so easy anyone can do it. I should know. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name. Since then, I've made millions in real estate. Discover the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week and become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to learn how my proven system can launch you towards making your first million. Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. 1-800-992-3370. There are millions of millionaires out there. Become one of them. Get your free tape by calling 1-800-992-3370. That's
1-800-992-3370. The universe of space travel has somehow twisted his mind.
Factory Dub Edition coming to you live every Friday night at 10 p.m. and Saturdays at 8 p.m. live on TJXRadio.com. Join us for 2 hours of insanity and madness, space age dub music, and whatever the hell we feel like playing. Join us every weekend. Hit up the website, MabbyFactory.com, download the podcast, call into the show. The number is 650-515-DUB-0, 650-515-3820.
Awesome. Across the internet, this is your place for modern rock and great shows. This is the X.
Get a free Razor cell phone delivered free to your door. Don't want a free Razor? Then go to letstalk45.com and choose from hundreds of other free phones. Join 500,000 users who found the smartest way to buy their cell phones. Never pay retail again. At letstalk45.com, you can compare prices on phones and service plans from all the major carriers. Find the coolest new phone at the coolest price. Find the best current special offers. Read what folks have to say about their phones and plans. They actually rate and review their phones and service plans so you know which ones to pick. Do it all in the comfort of your own home. If your plan is ending, now's your chance. Try your new phone risk-free for 7 days with free 48-hour shipping. Letstalk45.com is the only way to get the absolute best deal possible. Right now, get a free Razor after a $50 mail-in rebate. This is an exclusive online offer at letstalk45.com. New 2-year service plan agreement required. One-time wireless activation and early termination fees may apply. Go to letstalk45.com. That's letstalk45.com.
Hey, this is Crazy Clown. It rubs lotion on its skin. It does this whenever it's told.
LunaticRadio.com.
What up? LunaticRadio.com show. On the air. Thanks to Brooke Taylor from the Moonlight Bunny Ranch calling in. Watch the Cat House show on HBO. It's on Saturdays after the boxing match.
Boxing after dark.
Whatever. Kieran rocking the studio. Chaos Chris and Roydian from the Chaos Radio show, which airs Friday night at 8 o'clock on CringeHumorRadio.com.
You guys are good. You should be here whenever you have a guest on, because Kieran and I probably would have hung up about 10 minutes prior.
That girl was giving us, she was doing all right. You know what you got to do with these porno chicks? You really got to just hammer them. That's
literally?
What I've noticed. Cause,
literally?
Because they don't know any better. They're like, oh, is he being nice? They don't know.
And who cares? You're not going to have any right. exposure to him.
It's like we're going to go out and have fucking tea afterwards.
Right.
No?
By the way, the...
like me.
It looks like Florida's going to win the men's...
son of a bitch!
March Madness, and Roydian had $200.
Look at that. Well. I mean, just...
Did you bet $200
on Ohio?
No, I could have won $200.
Could have won $200.
Yeah.
I want to send a shout-out to one of our listeners
shout
here,
out!
Mr. Deej from... we used to do this thing on the radio program called the Bracket to Booty, and we got rid of it this year. This is when we used to pick, like, the top 64 hottest chicks in the country, set them up into, like, a bracket just like the men's basketball tournament there, and whatever. We would pick the winners, people would vote, whatever. We decided not to do it this year because it's kind of just of a lame bit. It really is, right, Rock?
Yeah.
Thanks. Best color man in the business.
I honestly had no idea what he said. I just say yeah to him.
I knew he wasn't listening. That's why I asked him the question.
Just a bit outside.
No, find out information in the chat room. Yeah, you were just saying about it. You know how to talk to porn stars. So it's, from what I'm reading from Mike Capello, that Rebecca Steele hates you. Rebecca Steele, we had on a couple weeks ago.
Sweet.
So you obviously don't know how to even talk to porn stars.
Dude, was I purposely trying? Yeah, I was purposely trying to be an asshole.
Yeah, because they're whores and they should be treated as such.
The association says so.
No, fuck that. She's a porn chick.
Should be treated as such. It's adorable.
For fucking, why should a porn girl get treated with any respect? She gets loads to the face on a daily
so
basis.
So what? I don't
That's
understand
her job.
That. So?
That's your job. Whatever. If you choose that as your job, why do you want me to respect you?
What do you mean? Wait. What does one thing have to do with the other?
I'm just love the way this fucking
diminishes. She's a whore. It's fine with me. She's a whore, and it's fine with me.
But she loves me, according to him. See, now he's got to be making this shit up. He says, but she loves Rock. So I don't know about
you
that.
But that's the thing. Is she's a whore. I'm going to treat her like a whore.
That makes no sense to me. Just because a chick bangs for a living doesn't make her a bad person. She's still a loving lady. She's
That's
really
fine.
Nice.
By the way,
but I get to call her a whore, though.
Are we talking about Kate?
You're talking to a guy who likes a fucking porn star.
Yeah. But listen, I can't call her a whore. That's what she is.
Why? Because she fucks for a living?
But that's the meaning of a whore.
No. If she gets paid for it, if she
is getting paid for it, though.
If she has a checking account, no.
She gets paid to fuck.
What, are you going
to
call her right. an artist? Is that what you're saying?
What? Yeah, she's an artist. I like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, an artist. Yeah,
they all
a porn
Listen,
artist.
Listen, if they have a retirement fund, I explain this again.
Look
if they have
the,
retirement
look how the load
fund,
is on my
Shut up. If they have a retirement fund, they're not whores. They have retirement fund, they're not a whore.
All right, good.
But they're still tricking tricks.
But obviously they have the sense that they're doing it for a purpose. They're doing it for a business sense, not to just live day to day.
So well, hookers?
No, hookers do it to live day by day.
Well, some of them make a lot of you
chicks
go to
that chicks
you
that bang for a living. They have bigger plans. They have ideas of owning housing and things
do you,
like
do you
that.
Consider
starting their own production business? And
do
all
you
that.
Consider a call girl a hooker? Because some of those girls out in Vegas, they make like a
yeah,
fucking grand.
They're
night.
Smart. They're Jeez. Smart. Then yeah,
so wait, I don't get it. I don't get it. So she's
are they whores? Call girls.
The higher end call girls? No, they're not.
Why is
Why?
A higher end?
Why?
Such whores. Because they're making a lot of money. So they're not just
on.
What.
So the level of income they're making is what discerns whether they're whores.
Absolutely. Because they're not living day to day. They're looking at the big picture.
All right. Hey, if that's what gets you,
yeah,
it's whore to me.
That's what do you do? Oh, I want to hear that.
God damn it! All you gotta do
wait,
is put a ball in a
wait,
fucking
wait,
basket!
Rody, wait, I wanna see Kieran work this. Come on, try to get the
I don't even know
Come
how
on.
To work it. It's fucking maybe this. That? No, nothing. Nothing
you
works.
Did the behind the back remote control trick.
That's nothing awesome, works, Rock. Ah, whatever. Anyway, Florida won the national championship.
No, it's like repeating last year.
Bitch.
Yeah. But I, what I was mentioning was
yes.
The bragging a booty bit that we didn't do this year. Some of the listeners were kind of not mad about it, but they decided to take it upon themselves to do their own brackets of booty,
which is awesome. I gotta say, that is so fucking cool.
On the lunaticradio.com message board, and actually, Mr. Deej, one of our listeners from Colorado, I believe, he did the porno version of the brackets of booty, where he would take, I guess, the top. He did the Sweet 16, the top 16 hottest porn girls.
Right.
A lot of the girls he chose were girls that have been on the radio program. Some of them were his, you know, personal
like
choice.
Whole, like tournament, like 64.
He did 16. I guess he didn't want to do the top 64 that's hottest slacking. Porn girls. Are there really 64 hot porn girls out there?
Yes.
Really?
Ask Rocket. He knows.
Of course he does.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was really cool of Mr. Deej, because Mr. Deej not only set that up on his own and did the whole bit on by himself, but he took the time out to make a DVD featuring every girl in the Sweet 16.
This is incredible.
And he sent it to us. So Rocket and I now have a copy of, I guess, the brackets of booty porn style Sweet 16, and it features every chick that's in the bracket.
I can't believe this.
The DVD, and he sent it to us. It's really cool, man.
I can't believe he put Kate at 4. Should have been at least 2.
Yeah, I mean, Hillary Scott, Eva Lawrence, Julia Bond. Julia
what about
Bond.
Gina Ryder?
This is a lot of work, Karen. This
Gina
is a
Ryder.
Lot of work.
Gina Ryder is
it's two DVDs.
Too.
I mean, this is unbelievable. This
Gina
guy
Ryder.
Fucking really
what about
did a
job.
It's a two-disc set?
It's a two-disc set.
Denial.
Is it audio commentary?
Yeah, it was really amazing.
See, that's why I'm saying 64, because there's a couple of chicks that I know that are pretty good, and they should be at least in the competition.
Kate Frost is in here.
She's in there?
Belladonna.
That's right.
Lexi Love is featured on the DVD. Jesse Jane.
How is Tory Lane number one? I don't know about that.
Amy Reed Vanderbilt.
Where's Gina Ryder?
He's got Jenna Hayes.
Well, he's got Gianna Michaels.
I don't even know who that is.
Jenna Hayes.
What about Bridget?
Jenna Jameson. Eva Lawrence, like I said. Julia Bond.
What about Asia Carrera?
Brittany and Whitney Stevens, the two dumb chicks that came on a radio program a couple weeks ago.
They're not stupid.
What about Sydney?
Not smart.
Keep telling
Sydney Steele.
Huh?
Sydney Steele.
What porn are you watching?
Yeah,
you know,
they did
make porno after 1986.
I haven't watched porn in so long. This is
fucking
just names.
Steal.
This is just names.
The
right
association
now.
Doesn't allow porn.
You don't need porn with the association.
Oh, here we go.
Of course we don't.
Of course we don't. Karen, who sent this in again?
Mr. Deej.
Very cool.
One of our listeners from Colorado.
Very cool.
By the way, he writes a little email to us.
Ooh.
We do not make fun of Colorado. Everybody from Colorado
sucks
always,
dick.
They say we maybe poke fun at Denver. We had a rapper on from Denver.
They live on a fucking cliff. Seriously.
They're covered in snow. Suck it up.
They live on a cliff, dude. They live in a mountain that got cut in half.
Denver's a great city.
Your baseball team has a humidor. Shut up.
Right.
That wasn't mean.
But thank you to Mr. Deech for the porno there.
That is beautiful. Unbelievable. It's I mean, this is a lot of fucking work. I can't get over this. He even used the if font that we use.
By the way, the baseball season started today.
Mets are in first.
The Yankees win today. That's all I give a shit. Yankees win? Yankees win.
You played the fucking AAA Devil Rays. Does that really count?
Mets are in first because it, by default.
Shut up.
No one in that division.
Shut up.
The Mets, didn't the Mets like start out playing like the fucking Mudcats?
You played
They're
the
playing
Devil
in the minor
Rays.
Leagues.
You're
relying,
you play 18.
You're relying on a 41-year-old fucking
Stop it.
Tom Glavine.
You have 18 or so games against a minor league team. You should be the
what are you
Yankees.
Talking about? You got Pittsburgh in your.
No, Tom, we don't have Pittsburgh.
Tom Glavine should be a pharmacist.
Boston, whatever.
That guy's pathetic. He doesn't pitch. What is that?
You have 18 games against a minor league. You should get a half game win for every win you get, not a full game win. It should be like a
you
half.
You play the Marlins.
Yeah, but what about
Marlins
the Red
are
Sox?
Good. Marlins got a good starting rotation.
Yeah,
after number after Dontrell, it's kind of shaky, but
your stadium looks like a porno theater.
We got a new one coming. Shut up.
Yeah, but until then.
Yeah. That fucking shit.
The Yankees have the Red Sox and the Blue Jays in their division.
I'll be hacky too. Your team plays in Flushing. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Flushing. Which is home of the High Life Diner.
and the Chaos Radio Show.
Yes, love it. Love it. All right, so what we were doing?
Kane's Diner, the official, the unofficial, or the official diner of the New York Mets. Nice,
yeah. What is it?
Kane's Diner.
Where's that?
The one we took you to.
Yeah, the play with the pictures.
Yeah,
and the menu.
On the menu.
Oh, I thought wasn't that the High Life Diner?
No, it's called Kane's Diner. It's
Kane's Diner.
High Life. Where'd you get that?
I don't know. I thought I saw that somewhere.
No.
High Life. Isn't that Miller? Miller High Life.
No, Rock. Can you do news, please?
Okay.
Go ahead, Rock.
Give us some news. UK teachers pretend the Holocaust never happened. A government-sponsored study has concluded teachers in the UK are choosing to drop any curriculum that contains references to the...
Oh, man. Rocket just got hit with candy.
Did you throw that? Or did you throw that?
No, Chris threw it. All right, let's try the news again. Let's try
that
it again.
Was on call.
Rocket, get the
I'm sorry.
That hurt.
Rocket, hold on. We're gonna
get
try
right
to,
in the eye.
We're gonna regroup. Sorry. We hit a bump in the road. Right,
try this again.
We'll try a new story. Try a new story because that one's a downer.
That was awful.
All right, Rock.
I mean, it's fun to make fun of people, but throwing shit at their eye, it's dangerous, man.
All right, ready?
He threw a cough drop at my eye.
Here we go.
I can recover. No, would you stop? Don't keep that finger up. Throw a cough drop at my eye.
We're doing the news. We're trying to do the news.
Sorry, what was I thinking? Let me
The show must move on, fellas.
All right.
If Chris has a heart attack, I still want you to continue to read the story. We'll deal with him after the story's over. All right, here we go. Rocket with the news, everybody, on the LunaticRadio.com show. Whack, whack. Rocket, what's in the news today?
102-year-old takes out 25-year mortgage. A man from East Sussex has become the oldest person in Britain to be granted a new...
I couldn't find anything. All right, continue. Come on.
Seriously, how is this good radio?
It's a bit.
But it's... But I'm not doing news.
Come on. No, come on.
I'm not getting shit. All right,
Chris, can you try the news?
That hurt, Chris.
I'm sorry, Rocket.
No news?
Kiss and makeup?
No.
You're honestly upset that he hit you with a piece of candy.
I could have lost my eye.
Come on, we'll get to
But this. You didn't.
Come on, read the news. All right. It's okay.
Chris is concerned.
Don't rub his back. Don't.
Rocket, give me the intro sound effect. Rocket with the news, everybody, on the LunaticRadio.com show. Rocket, what's in the news today?
I wanted to suck Bernard's cock.
Back right after this. All right, come on. What's in the news? What do we got? We'll try one story.
A 102-year-old takes out 25-year mortgage.
Oh, shit. Scratch and tick.
Oh, whatever. Fuck the news. Let's do a break. No one cares about news.
No, I want to do
All right,
it.
So you want to try one?
Let
him try one. Okay.
This isn't good for the radio because no one sees what's actually happening.
It's all
just try one. Rock,
it's
just
loading up with shit.
Try one. Try one story. All right, let's do the intro again. We got to do the intro again. Let's try a different one, though.
Oh, comic Mark Anthony Ramirez wants to know how the show is coming. Did Chris eat Rodian yet, or are they doing stupid pet tricks now? Yeah, they're doing stupid pet
tricks. Why didn't they listen? Why didn't they listen instead of just asking?
Yeah. He's that important. He just has to instant message to find out how the show's going.
Hey, guys, how's the show going? Why'd you fucking listen?
You know what's kind of bad when the listeners have to ask, are you guys broadcasting?
Honestly, I'll get at least two of those a show. Hey, you guys, you doing a show tonight?
And he does it to me, too.
How's it going?
He does it to me also, that fuck.
Go ahead, Rock. No, Scotty, you gotta do the intro again. You gotta do the intro again.
Oh, God.
Here's Rocket with the news, everybody, on the LunaticRadio.com show. Rocket, what's in the news?
Scotty beamed up.
I mean, no one's throwing anything, buddy. We want you to do the news.
Star Trek's chief engineer Montgomery Scotty Scott is set to blast off.
What was that? Fucking cattle.
That was metal.
That'll hurt.
He's got to get through it.
Just one more.
Just try to get through it, man.
Star Trek's chief engineer Montgomery Scotty Scott is set to blast off in the final match of the month. The remains of Jack Hazel. Go to break.
Oh, shit. Bravo.
Is that a Furby?
Dude,
that's
a
big cardboard box he took to the head.
Sea monkeys at me.
Oh, man. All right, let's do
it. Oh, look, I'm going to send this to Mark. It's a bunch of eyes.
That was funny, dude. Way to go, Rock. That was good.
All right. Good stuff, man.
There's your news, everybody, on the LunaticRadio.com show. We'll take a break.
I'm informed.
We'll come back.
I'm informed.
CNN, we're not. That was a good shot. We'll be back right after this on LunaticRadio.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Sketch. And when you're not thinking about pink elephants and masturbation, you should be listening to LunaticRadio.com. Sorry, guys. That promotion sucked. I'll think of a better one when I'm not hammered. Laguna Beach!
As we wait to see Pam B's underwear, funniest internet clip of the week, here we go.
Right after the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. I mean, he's gay, excuse me, he's blind. We'll hear about that coming up.
Okay, as we head to the break, I'll look at the 6 o'clock.
That is from a newscast. It's an old clip, but it's making its rounds around the internet.
It's viral.
It's a lady like a gay is like some sort of disease that prevents people from doing stuff.
Like, why would you make a story about the dude who climbed the gay guy who climbed Mount Everest? Like, big deal. You know what I mean? How's that? You know? Listen, you know what Sir Edmund Hillary was into?
Let's listen to it again.
Right after the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. I mean, he's gay. Excuse me, he's blind. So we'll hear about that.
Why would you even get that mixed up?
I don't know.
It's not like she's like, oh, he's deaf. Oh, no, he's blind. Like, you can understand that. But how do you get gay from blind?
She's a lesbian.
I don't know. It's just one of those, like, she was in a fog reading the teleprompter.
Maybe she was like, I'm really, maybe there's somebody in the teleprompter screwed up.
Yeah. Maybe she doesn't like, yeah, right?
Oh, you know, it's like the,
go fuck yourself, San Diego.
That was great with
what?
Health.
Yeah.
Maybe she had a Freudian slip, you know. Maybe she sent this meant to say, you know, his mother.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Apparently, gay guys are not good climbers.
Yeah. Maybe it's too cold up here. Cold.
Chilly.
Look at my skin.
It's nippy.
I'm gonna. My skin's gonna all dry out and
chapped.
Yeah.
Chafing.
I'm chafing in the most god awful of places.
This wool is itchy.
Right after the break, we're gonna interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. I mean, he's gay. Excuse me, he's blind. So we'll hear about that.
Okay, as we head to the break, I'll look at the...
Okay, you bitch. Shut up. Yeah, you know he's going to be like, I'm married.
Gay. Why are you looking at me when you said that?
Yeah.
You're listening to a future Marconi Award winner.
And quickly, before we go to break, say the word ew. Everybody be quiet. Go ahead.
Ew.
No.
Say the Pam way. Don't say it in a way that's going to get everybody wood.
Say it the Pam way.
I have to have something ew to say it about.
Think about Kieran's cock.
Ew.
Kieran McCann on the LunaticRadio.com show.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-796-9543. 1-800-796-9543. 1-800-796-9543.
Smokers, imagine being able to quit smoking forever, restoring your lost health and energy, saving tens of thousands of dollars, all without having to use patches, gums, or experiencing painful withdrawal symptoms. Well, stop dreaming, because Final Smoke is here. Final Smoke's safe, all-natural formula completely removes your physical addiction while flushing dangerous cigarette residue from your body. This powerful system removes all desire to smoke. It's already helped tens of thousands quit smoking and has a 92% customer satisfaction rating. And in an independent consumer survey, Final Smoke was rated as one of the best all-natural quit smoking products. In fact, we're so confident Final Smoke will have you cigarette-free in just 7 days that if you don't quit, Final Smoke is absolutely free. Call now and we'll include our special lung cleanser formula to promote clear lungs. Free.
Call 1-888-422-5712. That's 888-422-5712. Call 1-888-422-5712 now.
And now back to the LunaticRadio.com show. We suck.
Yes. What up? LunaticRadio.com show on the air. Kicking ass, taking names. Chaos Chris and Rodian from the Chaos Radio show. You know, it should be Rodian and Chaos Chris. Because he's the host guy.
Rodian.
Rodian, not Rodian.
What am
Rodian.
I saying? Rodian. That's bad.
Yeah.
Sorry, Chris. I'm an ass. Yeah. What is it? CringeHumorRadio.net. I know it's not that. .com. I love the show. I love my bosses. Chris is our boss.
Oh, he's not Ray. But,
Ray is our boss, too. We got two bosses, right?
I'm not a boss.
No.
Your
Ray
boss.
Is and then me. That's it.
Get out of here with boss.
Some sort of cult leader with this thing he's got going
that's
on.
That's a benefit to you, my friend.
Yeah. He's scaring
sure
me.
Sure it is. Maybe at first.
Mock it all you want.
It's like, yeah, I feel like it's like the Skulls, you know, the secret society type of thing. I don't know. Anything? Anybody? No one's listening.
I'm showing him my picture.
Rodian are going to do the
show. I'm showing.
Yeah, he's showing me him and Jessica Drake. I've seen the picture.
Oh, I didn't know you saw it. I just had it because I like showing that off.
Mm-hmm. Why'd you stick your tongue out like that?
I don't know. That's my stupid gimmick.
Is anybody excited that The Sopranos and Entourage is coming back?
Absolutely not.
You don't like Sopranos?
I am. Sopranos.
Come on, get the fuck out of here. You don't like Sopranos?
Types Italians.
You live in Queens.
Yeah, but come on. I'm an Italian.
It's boring already.
It affects me. It affects me as an individual.
Entourage, you guys are too young.
Entourage
and men.
Okay. Entourage.
Okay, I love Sopranos. Is a great show.
Fag.
Sopranos is a great show. So is Entourage. It's good. They're all from New York. All from Queens.
Let me ask you something. Does the Sopranos have anything like remind you any way about the association?
No.
Okay. Just asking. Just trying.
Why
to
would
get...
the Sopranos?
I'm just asking. Little questions here and there. That's all. Nothing. Just
you know what they should have done is called Entourage, the association.
But that's not
the association.
Either. But you know, you see how that guy takes care of that.
Yeah, runt. Well, he does. That's what I'm saying.
That runt guy. What is his name? Turtle or something?
No, the lead guy, the actor guy. The
he takes care of his lowest guy.
His friends. Yeah.
Right. There you go.
So.
That's what it should be. That's all the association is.
I don't know, dude.
I would do it as a friend. I would do it. Uh-huh. But I'm saying if you want to be in the association, you'd have to.
I don't have to be like 100% anything, right? Like Irish, 100% Italian or anything.
No discrimination. Although we don't like mixes like Mark Anthony Ramirez.
No discrimination, but we don't want Mark.
We don't want Jamaican Mexicans in the group.
How many people are in this association thing?
I don't know. I'm just the one person that it was passed down to. That's it.
So you're not a happy that Sopranos or Entourage is coming back?
No, I am. They're good shows.
You like Entourage?
Entourage I like better than Sopranos, though.
It's a good show. Two good shows, right back to back. Starting next Sunday. HBO, everybody.
Curb Your Enthusiasm. Enthusiasms.
You know, come on.
Enthusiasm.
I can only take so much sarcastic humor from one person.
It's funny, though.
It is a funny show.
He's a funny guy.
I like that. What's that fucking one with the polygamy? What is that?
Oh.
Polygamy. Try that word again. Polygamy.
Yeah, what is the name of that show?
Big Love.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I can't watch that.
Or Big Hairy Muff, because you know those chicks don't shave.
Oh, yeah, that's... Yeah,
those polygamists,
launch.
They love the fucking hairy muff.
I can't watch that show. I can't get into it.
Now, that guy's not like a part of the association.
I like The Shield. You ever watch The Shield?
No.
Rescue Me?
I'm talking about Big Love. I'm trying
anything
to.
Anything that's called big love, no, I stay away from. I run. That's something Heidi watches. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, night, you know, nice Sunday night. She gets to be alone. She watches Big Love. Me, I can't watch that show. Can't do it.
Why doesn't see, that I
wanna
guy?
See, I want to see. I want to see people getting beat up. I want to see people getting like, just slapped around. That's the Shield. I watch the Shield.
All right.
There you go.
You gonna go see Grindhouse?
No.
It's the new hot movie. Everybody saw a double feature. No. Two directors.
I don't know. Why?
It's 3 hours.
Because they can't handle just by themselves.
Yeah, it's that intense.
It's both of us. We're
It's not two movies. I thought it was two movies.
I don't know.
It's two back to back. Like I think it's supposed to be like a sequel.
Like it has intermission.
Yeah, it's like that. But it's like a sequel. It's like two. Like they did the first and second. Like if it would be Kill Bill 1 and 2 all at once.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
So how long is this movie? Like 8 hours?
It's 3 hours.
3 hours. Yeah, I can't sit there for 3 hours.
Who was it? Quentin Tarantino and some fucking Rodriguez guy.
Robert Rodriguez, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know him.
Yeah, they're both fucking each other in the ass. That's why they're doing the movie together.
So you're not going to go see it because...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, I can't see it because of that. It's fucked up.
You can't see it because the directors had anal sex, according to you?
Yes.
With each other?
Yes. And I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that kind of...
Do you listen to him on, feelings. Like, a daily basis?
No, you know what it is? Like, you see how, like, I'm paying attention to this TV right here?
Yeah.
I just drown him out. He's just off. I just hear noise. I don't listen.
Chris, do you, like, when you're home, you know, at your apartment, just chilling out by yourself, do you just talk out loud?
No. I just throw things at my dog every once in a while. That's about it. I don't talk at all. Actually, in my apartment, it's darkness all the time. Like, complete darkness.
Are you like, you know, fucking smoking bowls and shit?
No, nothing. I just like it really dark. You can't even see where you're going. Like, you know, like when I tried to go to the bathroom, I had no idea where I was going here. I just walked a dark path. I was like, uh-oh.
All right, so according to Chris, he's not going to go see Grindhouse because the two directors had anal sex together. Sopranos and Entourage he doesn't like because
I like
he just
it.
Doesn't like them.
I didn't say it in
very
like,
negative. That's what I'm trying to get across. Negative. I don't like anything.
I like it. I like
the only
like
thing you like is having your friends bang your girlfriend's friends.
That's fucking that's the spirit of giving, man.
Is that why you're on this planet?
Yeah, I feel like I'm on this planet to make other people's lives better.
Cool.
That's it. That's what I do.
All right.
What's this? What is this?
What?
Chris doesn't smoke weed in the chat room. He hates it. That's why him and Heidi didn't come to the pregame at the hotel.
Is that why?
No, absolutely not.
Then what was the reason?
I just didn't fucking get there in time. Plus, you know, I didn't know who was going to be there. It wasn't up to me.
We were
going to
be there.
I didn't know that, first of all.
What?
I didn't know you were going to be there.
Because
Kieran said in the show that he
Oh, well, there's a problem right there. What? Kieran, don't go by what he says.
I wasn't sure, actually. When I spoke to Chris at that time, I wasn't sure if I was going or not.
And no, I don't smoke weed. I'm sorry, I don't smoke weed.
You play golf, Chris? What do you
actually
do?
I actually go next Monday.
What activities do you do?
I'm going to play golf.
You're a good golfer?
No.
What kind of talents do you have?
Writing, that's it. I just write. And I'm not even that good at it.
So that's not really a talent, then, if you're not good at it.
I don't know what I do. I really don't.
Do you breathe well?
Yes.
Cool.
Except right now, because I have this fucking congestion. It's ridiculous.
It's just nothing happening with you.
No. But I do the association thing.
Right.
That's talent.
Do you have, like, meetings and stuff?
No, we don't have meetings. Our meetings is when we're fucking trying to get our friends laid. That's our fucking meetings.
What a weird group.
What's so weird about it? You're trying to get your friends laid.
Wow.
Defensive.
Doing hands.
I don't understand what the big deal is.
Can we try to get Chris to talk to Chris?
Oh, that'd be great.
All right, let's hear this.
This whole show is about Chris.
This is a Watto. Now I'm Watto.
So yeah.
This is great to be compared to a fucking...
We found a Star Wars character that's
animal.
Exactly like you.
You know who this is, right?
What do you want?
Hey. You know who this is, right?
Yeah.
Get lost! Come back when you got some money!
Tell me
fuck yourself, you stupid fuck.
Tell me that's not you.
It's not me, man.
What are you drinking over there?
Drinking some Hawaiian punch that was in your fridge.
Starving. What do you got?
Oh, no, here's this line when he's showing off his stable or whatever for his association. This is what he'll say to some cue Karen.
Look around! I got a lot of junk!
Yeah, of course. You bang the hot chick and leave the scraps for us.
That's not the case.
I'm sure
and
it
Karen,
is.
He isn't, dude. After you take one of his chicks from the association and you have a little bit too much rough sex with her, mm-hmm. This is what he says.
You break and you buy.
It's not a whorehouse.
Why do you speak with your hands?
Because I'm Italian.
Is that what all the Italians do?
Isn't it?
Do you think that the Sopranos
this guy right here.
Is, you know, putting a bad light, shedding a bad light
no,
on
you?
No,
I don't care about it. You know what sheds a bad light?
What? The fucking association?
No. I'll tell you right now. On the whole Italian bullshit.
Bullshit?
On all that. Like the Italian-American Association coming out against all that stuff, whatever it is. Uh-huh. Italy, whatever they are.
Right.
Which they fucking always ask me for money, but I tell them, because you fucking waste it on stupid campaigns like getting fucking Sopranos off the air, you can go fuck yourself.
Whoa!
Wow.
Yeah, because it's a fraud. It's a phony fucking, it's a fraudulent fucking organization. I used to be part of one called Circolo Italiano. All right?
Uh-huh.
I joined it in college. It was like a fucking Italian frat.
Circolo Italiano.
And they wanted me to do, I was handling like their press, right? And they wanted to launch this fucking campaign against the Sopranos. Like, I'm not fucking doing that. That's fucking stupid. Why aren't you fucking launching a campaign against Hamburger Helper? And the fucking stupid hand.
What? I was just going to let him die on that one.
And the stupid hand. You ever see the fucking commercial?
Yes.
Hamburger Helper is fucking swimming, is rowing the fucking down the gondola or whatever
it is.
In Venice? That's fucking pathetic.
Okay.
That's offensive to Italians. They use it.
You take forever to say nothing.
Yes. And the fucking Olive Garden, the fucking Hospitaliano. They're fucking. Listen, they came up with two terms, Hospitaliano and fucking Milo, all right?
Uh-huh.
Those are two non Italian words, and they're trying to pass it off for a profit. Now that's fucking fucked up, and Italians should step up and say, this is some bullshit right here, and they're trying to make money off of it.
But what the Sopranos is doing is fine.
Because there's truth to it. So it's for one, it's for entertainment purposes.
I see.
And two, it's just a fucking TV show. This is fucking a bullshit product.
Like you're just talking about a Hamburger Helper commercial that no one has ever seen.
Dude, everyone's seen that commercial.
Have they?
Ask anybody. You've never seen it?
No. Okay.
I remember the glove from
the glove
when I was 13.
Fine.
And watching soap operas midday.
There's a commercial where he's in Venice and he's singing a song. He's going, "Hamburger Helper makes a great Milo."
Right.
The fuck is that,
Rocky? Can we bring up some Hamburger Helper on the YouTube? I'm sure.
Sure, I could
see if we can find.
Hey, while I'm looking for that, remember we were just saying before about like instant message with people and like you know we're not really listening. I got one of them right now. He's asking if there's any guests in studio. Like
assholes.
Why?
insulting that we do a radio show and people have to call us and ask us if we're on the air.
Is there anything we could do with it? Can we have him like call in?
No, I don't want to talk to him.
Why not?
Because I'm sure he can't work a phone.
Who's that?
I don't know, this guy, Arbiter.
Dude, what do
Where's
I do
Tom?
With these
Let's
buttons?
Get Tom on the phone.
He's like, what was he saying?
Why is fucking 4D I suffer saying, eat me, Chris? I want to see some fucking.
He likes you, that's why.
I want to see some fake boobs.
By the way, you know those fucking Geico commercials?
Yeah, I love them, with the caveman.
With the caveman and
they get their own show.
Yeah. What the hell's that about?
I'll watch it.
Swarmy funny, caveman. Man. Fucking.
Honestly?
Those are great commercials.
I'm just a caveman. Technology
scares me.
It confuses me.
You like it that much that you're going to want to watch a TV
show?
I'm
not going to watch it.
I'll watch it.
But you know what I'm talking about?
It's got Adrian in it.
You watch a lot of TV?
Tyler Shire.
You really going to watch that?
No, I don't. That's the thing. I don't watch a lot of TV, so I think this is going to be like the show I'll pick to watch. I want to see if it bombs, if it dies, if it's good.
Right, it's like a train wreck. Yes,
it is. I want to see it.
Got to take a look. All right. Well, I don't know.
What?
It was a it's going to be a TV show based on a
commercial.
It's
stupid. Yeah, I agree. But you don't know what I'm talking about?
With the Hamburger Helper?
No, the references I was making about. I'm just a simple caveman. The technology confuses and frightens me.
Of course I do. I've seen the commercials.
No, that's not what it is.
What?
That's Saturday Night Live, Phil Hartman.
Great.
You never watched it. You never
saw it? No, I understand.
God damn it, where are the
nobody gets that reference. I don't get it.
When you have to go back and explain a reference, never works.
I thought it was popular enough because that was one of Phil Hartman's biggest bits.
Yeah, but it's not like he's Richard Pryor. It's fucking Phil Hartman.
Phil Hartman was brilliant.
He was in Jingle All the Way.
He was brilliant, though.
He was on that show. So was Sinbad.
He was brilliant on that show. He was brilliant on The Simpsons, too, man. And News Radio. That was fucking great.
Mm-hmm. How did he die again?
He got shot in the head.
Shot by a whore.
I couldn't take it because you didn't give me attention. Fucking cunt.
Maybe that was some sort of association thing. Gone awry.
Yes. Yes, maybe. See how women fucking overreact?
Do you think fucking Phil Hartman's friends were banging his wife out?
They should. They should have. They should have fucking drilled a fucking cock into her ears.
How are we doing on that hamburger helper? Anything?
I got ready one.
All right, go ahead.
What was that?
But that's not the one I'm talking about.
I want one.
Doesn't matter. We were just
reading. I had a terrible day.
Oh, this is so cool.
But I still have to make dinner.
It's not even the ham.
Shut up.
Hi. Who are you?
I'm the helping hand you get from Hamburger Helper.
How can you help?
Hamburger Helper can help you make a skillet dinner in a snap.
That's handy.
Not just handy, it's hearty. It'll make a delicious dish your family will enjoy.
I'll try it.
That's what Kieran says about his cock.
Yeah, you deserve a hand. I've already got one.
Hamburger Helper, when you need a helping hand.
All right.
Who would win in a battle between Hamburger Helper hand and Arby's glove?
You're the only person in history that's ever done a Hamburger Helper reference.
Fucking, they stink. That's why. They stink. They pass themselves off.
Who cares? They're not that important.
But you understand? Like, that irks me because you got fucking these Italian-Americans trying to put down the Soprano show, which it's artistically done. It's fucking, you know, it's good writing. It's all that stuff. It's based on truths.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like they're getting it from somewhere. You know what I'm saying? They're not getting it from thin air and making it up to make Italians look bad. It's truth. There is a thing called the fucking mafia. Stop fucking ignoring it. And, hey.
You're going to die, Kieran. You better shut up.
Trying to push his buttons.
Don't fuck around.
I'm a part of the fucking Irish mob.
Yeah, what?
Fucking seeing I will kick your ass, you Italian bastard.
Yeah, we hired
you're
you
the copy boy.
Work.
You fucking fetch coffee to the Irish mafia.
All right, Humi's on cam now. Let's see him.
Oh, now it's all he cares about.
Let's see him. I
Chris
see
just
him.
Wants to see Humi's boobies, which are real.
I don't think they are, man.
They are very
Bro,
real.
Come here. I want you to just tell
Karen,
me.
You think they're real, right?
Who, Humi?
Yeah.
Come on. Can you get it on the big screen at all?
Oh, yeah. Would you fucking... You're so demanding.
There's one of our listeners in the chat room. All right. She has...
She listens to us or what? Because she's got her head down.
She has these boobs that just defy fucking gravity. She says they're fucking real, but you know, I don't know.
I think they're real.
Let's see him.
They're just
can you show them, please?
Come on. But let's see him and let's see him at different angles. And ah,
Humi's giving the finger. She is not going to show Chaos Chris her boobs.
I love Humi.
She has.
Oh, she just camped out.
She camped out.
She said, "Slater."
I love Humi. I love Humi, and I love her breasts.
Get away!
I didn't mean to insult her.
I ain't showing you nothing!
That's not what this was about.
Yeah!
All right.
Sorry.
All right.
I felt like singing.
Done that?
You need to relax with that.
I want to sing!
God damn, right. She hung up.
What'd you do, dude? What did you say?
Because I think they're not real, but because they're so perfect, they can't be real.
I don't think she was turned off by that comment. There's a whole fucking thread about if they were questioning if they were real.
Oh, I didn't
or
even
not.
Start that thread.
No, we know it. Oh, here we go. She had a bad night. She just got home. Oh, from a few. Way to go,
well,
Chris.
Jesus, I need
shit.
To know this.
Way
stuff.
To go, guy.
You know what? I say fuck you to the listeners because they should have fucking let us know before we got into that.
You got a point there.
Look at this cocksucker.
They should have.
This chick just gets home from a funeral and you're
I'm
like,
sorry.
Let me see your tits, bitch.
Yeah. I didn't know that. I apologize.
Sure,
listen,
you didn't.
Someone died, take off your top.
Get
hey,
naked.
It'll make her feel better, though. It'll make her feel better.
It'll make her feel better?
Get naked. Let me see your boobs.
Chaos Radio. Sorry. Friday nights.
Sorry. I really apologize. My
what?
Prayers,
you don't like?
My prayers. My thoughts and prayers.
You
go
break
ahead.
Your body.
Thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers. Now show me your cans.
I got up
thoughts
and walked
prayers,
over.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I mean, I was awake. I was sitting comfortably. I'm watching a synagogue burn to the ground.
I do appreciate what she does.
Thoughts and prayers.
She's a nice girl. I met her once.
Sure. When?
At the last bar night.
Did you?
Yeah, she came around.
Who's that?
Who did?
Who me? Didn't she come around?
Yeah, sure. She was at the bar night.
See? I remember these things. Yeah. I'm like you, kid.
What'd you say? You got? Did you guys talk?
Just for a brief minute.
What'd you say?
What'd you talk about?
Nothing.
It'd be interesting because I really want to know.
We introduced ourselves. I'm sure she was somewhat drunk or something. And that's it.
Did you tell you do a show?
No, I wasn't.
You just said, "Hey, I'm Chris," and just some random guy.
I'm Chris, Chaos Chris. I said.
And did she know you?
No, I just introduced myself. This is a while back, so.
No, I know, but she's like, "Oh, hey, I know what you, I know you." Was she anything like that?
What planet was this on, by the way?
This was the last bar night.
Just the one a few weeks ago?
No, the one before that.
The one before it. Okay.
She wasn't at the last one, was she?
No,
maybe. Who knows?
No, she definitely wasn't.
Yeah, she wasn't there. No, Karen, she wasn't there. So it was a really brief conversation you two had.
You sure you were? It was her, right?
Yes. Yeah. I'll just read the chat room. Like, I feel bad now.
Aww. Say something nice. Say you didn't mean it.
They call me an ass. You know.
Where did we have the bar nights, Rock?
It all go wrong.
The
people was not. That Charlie? What was that?
Well,
place?
What state was it?
New York.
Oh.
Oh.
Right.
Yes. Where?
I just wanted to apologize to Humi.
You're positive you were talking to Humi?
I'm pretty sure I was.
All right. No, it's fine.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
No, it's all right.
Do you get the tone of their voice that they're saying to you there's possibly no way you could have spoken to this chick?
Maybe I didn't. I don't know.
We've met her.
Sure.
Where did you meet her?
California.
Oh, so she wasn't, so it wasn't her then.
Ding!
All right, I'm sorry. I thought it was her.
No, apologize.
You were just having.
Listen, I'm
you were just having a conversation with somebody at a bar. You had
it was Maria Shahada.
Because it looked like her, so I thought it was her.
Who hasn't done that? You start talking to somebody, you think it's somebody else, and you're drunk.
Are you looking at her tits the whole time?
No.
Who hasn't done that?
No, because I hadn't seen her tits at that point.
I've done that plenty of times.
But I am sorry for tonight. I apologize. That was wrong of me.
It's okay.
Girl just gets home from a funeral.
But I blame for thee, because for thee knew.
Chris does nothing.
He honestly
just
didn't know.
He did.
No, he knew.
Like, he's just all murking right now.
No, though. I'm saying you honestly didn't know.
I didn't know she was coming back for me.
Chris knew.
I fucking know.
Yeah, same way you met her at the last bar night.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I'm sorry. I thought it was her. A mistake.
Hey, Karen, we got Jenny on the line.
Great.
I thought the show might be over by now since you're having such audio problems.
Earl's booking agent doesn't even listen.
The booking agent's calling to see if the show's on.
You guys doing a show tonight?
You guys broadcasting? Hey, Jenny, what's going on?
You guys flow tonight. It keeps going in and out.
Yeah, everything's fucked up.
You know what you should do? You should go to the cringehumorradio.com and listen to the feed from there, and you won't have any problems.
Right. Say hello to Chris and Rodian from the Chaos Radio Show.
Hi, Chris. It's Jenny Blowjob from the lunaticradio.com show.
What about Rodian?
She puts the com at the lunatic.
What about Rodian? I Rodian on him.
Nice.
He's never coming back.
Hey, Jenny.
I didn't realize a booking agent had a blowjob in her name.
Yeah.
I mean, Jenny, there's nothing wrong with that.
I'm not promoting anything. They're on the station. What am I supposed to do? Not say
no,
they're on
fine.
The station?
No, it's
fine. No, it's okay.
Don't hurt my feelings.
God, do you need a tissue or a blowjob? I can give you both.
Well, yes, of course. I can always use that.
I'll add you to the association. It'll be great.
What do you think about that? Jenny, have you heard any of that tonight?
What?
No, she didn't listen.
She haven't listened at all?
Nah. Jenny, Chris has been talking about all show. Can you just shut up when I'm talking? Sorry, Jenny.
She's
got a short
girl.
Fuse.
She's a good girl.
I know. I love Jenny. We can talk to each other like that.
Were you talking about the prostitutes?
Yes, exactly.
The prostitute Brooke Taylor. Yeah, it cut out halfway through for me.
She's a whore, isn't she?
She's a working girl. That's what we call it here in Nevada. Working girls. They got to earn their money, you know.
They earn it on their backs.
By sucking dick and riding cowboys. Woo! Karen. See, I can't hear you guys if you're talking. This is how crap hole it is. I'm going to yell fire out my front door. God damn it. I hate this show. If you guys are talking, I can't hear you.
I'm gay.
God, I hate you.
I like swollen balls.
Aaron, quit saying that. If you just wanted me to hang up, you should just say so, not be mean to me, especially to our listening audience.
And isn't it ironic? Don't you think?
Down the block!
Aaron, you always pick on me, you fucking dick!
Jenny, we're here.
Go fuck
yourself, San Diego.
Do that to me.
Do what?
What?
Dude, we just spent 10 minutes screaming your name.
You're such dirty liars.
I'm not lying.
Dirty
Dude, liar. Weren't we just going, what the fuck's dirty happening with the phone?
Man. Karen was
God,
keeping my
I'm
mic off.
I was
pressing buttons on my sampler trying to figure out if we lost the audio feed.
Karen wasn't letting me talk.
Seriously, we weren't.
We weren't.
I know he wasn't, because he does that shit.
Does what? Jerk. Dude, we were trying to talk to you.
Yeah, technical problems all night.
I called to talk to Chris.
Oh, about nice. What? Oh, a little business. A little wow. business.
I called to ask Chris if I could quit Lunatic Radio and come work for
Whoa.
Him.
Nice. Sweet.
Let
our plan's working, Chris.
Resume.
Yes.
Let me give you my resume. Chris, I got
good.
Some famous people on this show. Haven't done it in a while, but I'm still good.
Can you get us Mr. T?
I could try, and I'll use Karen as a reference.
Yes. Beautiful.
All right. Jenny, what else you got for the radio program?
Wait, let's ask her about that thing.
What, the association?
Yeah, see if that makes sense to her.
It doesn't make sense to her.
Why not?
Because I know Jenny.
But Jenny's a cool chick.
What association?
Jenny, Chris has got this thing called the association, and it has to do with, like, if he's dating a chick, right?
Right.
And his chick has a bunch of friends. He tries to hook up his friends with, his chick's friends so they can bang each other out. And when they're all done banging those chicks out, they just move on to somebody else. Like fucking cattle.
Like that's the problem?
Yeah, but Chris has, he's making it sound like it's some sort of fucking cult. Like,
it's not a cult. It's not a cult.
I gotta
it's
get just, jumped in.
No, it's
just
not
the way
a cult.
Of life.
You could meet the woman of...
But that's what I do with my friends.
See? Now, here's a girl that would be... There's girls that can be in the association, too. She would be a candidate.
Because I don't mind. I fucked, 99% of all my male friends.
Nice. Good
nice.
For you.
Hey, such
Once
a,
I fuck
that's
them,
a good
I
girl.
Sort of pass them on to other friends if they want to fuck them, but...
See?
They're still my friend. I've had them in there and done
isn't
that.
Just,
I'm
this
bored.
Is called dating, isn't it?
No, there's
no, it's
there's
called the
science.
Association.
Nice!
You know that? It's a West Coast branch.
It's the association.
I love Jenny Vojo. I love her.
Friends with benefits. I mean, haven't you ever heard that? I know Karen doesn't have any, but... Friends with benefits.
My friends are cunts.
So the problem is Rocket has this stable of women. Just like,
why am I the center of this?
Shut up for
All
a second.
Right.
Because Rocket does.
Right. He's got these access to these women, right? And he doesn't work Karen into
I don't
that.
Need. I don't want to be worked into
what
the
if there's a nice girl
Italian
like,
association.
What if
I think, honestly, Chris, I got to tell
Meatball
you something.
Ink.
Honestly, I think Karen is afraid of the vag.
I'm not afraid of the vag.
Oh, wow.
I think that deep down inside, he has a fear of the labia majora.
I don't know, man.
Honestly, if I had someone that I felt comfortable with him, I'd be like, sure. But he's not like, that's not how he rolls. He wants to meet someone on his own, on
I
his
think
own
those
terms.
Are excuses.
Thank you.
No, I've
no, he
hit
it off.
He doesn't want to be forced because, like I said, if I introduced him, he would say hello, he'd be very
it's
nice, and then he'd just walk
forced.
Away.
It's not about being forced.
Oh,
it's
really?
About
to him, it's forced. You're not understanding, Chris. To him, it's forced.
Yes.
The only way it's not. The only way it's not forced is if it's the chick sits on his lap and says, please take me. Then he'll still have to think about it, ask for the license, the social security number, blood type, how's your health
Rocket,
insurance?
Credit card statement.
Sure.
Rocket, yeah. It might just be you, though, because, see, I didn't have that problem.
But
when I dangled it in front of him, he jumped.
Who did?
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know. That might have just been the
Jenny,
California air.
Jenny.
No. All I had to do was...
I had a lot to drink that day, so that had a lot to do with me banging that chick at the Motel 6 in California.
Okay, but Karen, I introduced you. Cause so I guess you could say you were part of my association.
Right. Thank
yeah,
you very
sure.
much.
Sure. It's a different... There you go. Yeah. Great. Wait, but Karen, if you weren't drunk, you wouldn't have banged her?
He would have. He would have.
That was great. The eyes were great.
She was interested, trust me.
I would have been doing eyes to the door, eyes to the door.
Tap, tap, tap.
So what's the solution here? What are we doing?
What are you talking about?
You let me be.
Yeah. What do we do for Karen? Because we got to get him off this fucking...
Relax, she's a nice girl. I'm off it anyway, by the way.
Oh, no. Wait.
Don't you think that this Schmitty deserves a bat to the face?
No, she does not. She's got a lovely face.
She does have.
What about Becca's face?
Punch in the ovary.
Nice.
I don't need a punch in the cunt.
A punch in the cunt. Hey, by the way, so have you started playing with your sea monkeys I sent you?
He threw them at me.
I threw it at Rocket.
See what happens, Jenny?
Did they die?
Yeah. Jenny, you know what?
What?
We got to take a break.
You fucking dickhead.
Jenny, let's go. Jenny, let's go to the Chaos Radio show. Let's get away from Karen.
Okay, I'll join you. I swear I will.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Karen. T. Get us Mr. T.
All right, Jenny.
As long as I can bang Chris.
On the air? On the air?
I want to be part of his association.
Whoa.
Look at that.
See, all right, if you get that, then I get to sit next to Heidi. That's the deal.
You can sit next to
Heidi. That's all I'm saying.
Sweet. Later,
right,
Karen.
I love you.
What about Rhodey?
Have fun on the show.
I'll give him a
Chris,
handshake.
It was nice meeting you.
Thank you.
Slap Karen if you can. And bye, everybody.
All right, Jenny.
Good night.
Thanks.
Bye.
Nothing.
Wow, dude. You just pushed away the one girl that was your biggest supporter.
What?
You push away everyone, don't
now,
you?
Now he's coming back at me with shit.
Isn't that what you do? You push away everybody?
Everyone don't push anybody away.
Yeah, you do.
I'm all full of love, kid.
No, you're not.
Sure I am.
No,
lies!
Not.
We're talking about Mr. Negativity over here.
I'm not negativity. I love
Christy
everybody.
Like trees? No, trees suck.
They provide oxygen. Who needs it?
Ask for faggots.
Hey. Just saying.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. Do the drunk calls. More with Chris and everybody else. Let's go. Do a break. Back right after this.
What up, Lunatic Radio? This is Arizona Steve, and I am Lunatic Radio. And Lunatic Radio rocks my girlfriend's box. Yeah.
Oh, he's a daughter by the time I get to Arizona.
I'm not afraid to
LunaticRadio.com. Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-376-9506.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-376-9506. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-376-9506. That's 800-376-9506.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-495-8033. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-495-8033. 1-800-495-8033. That's 1-800-495-8033.
And now back to the show. Lunatic Radio.
Fall in love.
I'm gay.
What the fuck? These guys are gay.
LunaticRadio.com.
Psycho Stick. This is their slow song, right? Orgasm equals love.
Hopefully the... Actually, you know, I don't know if we were technically allowed to play this shit.
Whatever.
You can't say whatever, dude. You can't do that anymore.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Hobbs doesn't like the fact that you guys keep saying...
When you get the cease and desist.
Who broke and then I stop?
Good point.
Shit, that Nine-Millimeter Solution broke up. He keeps saying it.
Did they?
Who?
Well,
they
didn't.
That sucks, though.
Who broke up?
What are you talking
9mm
about?
Solution.
It's the LunaticRadio.com
show.
That's
horrible publicity.
Karen Rocket, Chaos Chris, Rodian.
Nice! Look at you! Yeah.
From Chaos Radio. Chris is the producer of Chaos Radio. Rodian is the talent.
Ooh. You going to take that? Is that fair? Okay, nothing.
It's not the time. It's
radio
the
talk show? Don't
say it's anything. The truth.
It's the truth.
It's the truth. It's the truth.
All right, everybody. Whatever. I don't know what we're doing today.
No, 9mm did not break up.
Before. And he's back with KD, which is great news.
Kill Daughter.
KD, right?
Right, because Hobbs from 9mm Solution was dating Kill Daughter.
But they broke up,
but the now band? They're back together.
Like the band.
The band broke up.
So they're back together, too. So everyone's back together.
You know, I asked him for a CD. He never got back to me.
Because he probably doesn't want to give you one.
Oh, because I was
so negative.
I would have played it with coming
sure
up the breaks.
Yeah. You would have played it once and said, hey, that's good. And then you played
no,
it again.
Man.
I'm sick of this. It sucks.
Then he pulled
no,
like
he should have shot himself. Here's a solution.
I'm
going
to break the CD.
9mm to the chin.
No, we got this guy Ken Starr was on the show. We played stuff all the time.
Who's Ken Starr?
Dude, like, he's a great rapper. Man.
Sounds like a faggot.
He's not. He's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Right, bro?
Sounds like he's white.
Like this stuff.
There you go. We also play Deep.
Deep who?
Joe DeRosa's band.
Okay.
And we play his stuff all the time.
How come I don't have any of his stuff?
Hey, it's not my fucking fault you don't got it. You go and get it.
All right. That's a good point.
Point taken.
All right. Let's do the Drunk Call Hotline, everybody. It's the Drunk Call Hotline, 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666. This is when the people go out, our listeners, go out and get hammered during the week, and instead of calling their, you know, boyfriends, girlfriends, moms and dads, husbands and wives, they call us, and it's the Drunk Call Hotline. It's really wacky. People, it's fun and whatever. Do it every week. I'm really energetic today.
Why'd you say, man. You gotta say the number.
I just did.
Do it again.
Thanks for listening to the show.
No.
People on this show don't even listen to
it. No, I heard you say, but you're like 206.
Dude, it's all over the website. If you can't figure out what the number is for the Drunk Call Hotline, turn your radio off.
They don't use the radio.
See, this is why Rocket's saying, say the number again. Because look, for example, that kid Tom didn't even know what you guys look like.
Thank you.
Because I'm on the radio.
95%.
All it takes is one click on your website, and you'll see your faces.
Are you giving me a pep talk?
I'm just saying.
No.
There's stupid listeners.
It's true. No. It's not stupid. It's 95% of listeners only download the show. They have no interaction with the show, which is fine.
I'm getting bitched out because I didn't say the number twice within the span of 20 seconds.
By the way, Tom says I'm cool with a K. I just want to murder him. So.
Yes.
You really have a problem with Tom, huh?
Listen, he fucking... I know he laced those drinks.
Really?
Yeah, he did. He had to.
All right. The Drunk Call Hotline, everybody. 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666.
Who else is saying it?
You know, Heidi said it. She said that there was definitely something
I wanted to call in.
Right. You know what? I think there's some onto that. I think at the bar night... The two girls at the bar night that we know, Pam and Heidi.
Those girls,
they were hammered. And both of them puked.
Yeah,
like their heads.
No one else puked.
I got pictures.
Everybody else was drinking just as much as they were.
Right. And it didn't seem like they were drinking a lot.
Yeah, no, and it just came like across them.
You took a picture of it.
Well, I had to prove that her vomit was real.
All right, so let's do the Drunk Call Hotline. 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666. That is disgusting. Chris is showing me pictures of Heidi's puke from bar night. Dude, that looks like fucking... Oh, my God.
Let me see that again.
A lot of fucking puke, man. It's no joke.
Let me see that. Let me see
that. That looks like topsoil.
It looks like...
Dude, that's fucking vile shit, man. She was, and her eyes were literally rolling.
But it doesn't look like vile. It looks like specks. It looks like a bunch of pretzels.
Dude, you don't even know what was coming out of her, man.
All right.
It was like Pam with the fucking red cherry cobbler.
Pam pukes. You don't even know. She has to come and tell you.
Listen.
I love how you described it last week, like a cat puking.
Little tiny cat.
You know, listen. Someone definitely did it. I say Tom did it.
She just lowers her jaw and it comes up.
Yeah, it just falls out. Nothing. I don't think Pam has a fucking throat.
It scuttles out of the throat.
Oh my God. Heidi looks like she puked roadkill.
Dude, it was bad.
How fast was it coming out of her mouth?
Really fast. A lot of it.
Because it's like splattered on the ground.
And she threw up in multiple places.
Unbelievable.
Multiple times. I say she threw up at least a good 20 times.
So you're claiming that the two chicks were drugged?
I think so, yeah.
By somebody?
Yep.
It doesn't sound too far-fetched to me.
I think it was Tom.
He's saying he doesn't know. He said he just heard someone say he was stupid.
Maybe that's why he did it.
All right, can we do the Drunk Call Hotline?
No, we're on to this. Come on.
To the bottom of this.
Oh, now he's getting angry. He said, fuck you.
Well, we can do it as we do the drunk calls. That's what I like to do.
Fuck you. I saw you fucking grab her.
I like to do the drunk calls and interject
stuff. He grabbed her with his arm around her neck.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
I didn't even see any of that.
Yeah, man. That wasn't cool at all.
Ask Tom if he will confess to grabbing Heidi by around the neck.
We'll find out a second.
Like a headlock type thing?
Here's the first drunk call. It comes from a guy named Conflict, everybody.
Conflict?
What it is, Lunatic Radio. This is Conflict, or as Connecticut Jay likes to call me, Convict. I'm about 10 PBRs in. And I just wanted to say what's going on, guys. Rocket?
Hi.
Rocket?
Yeah.
What's up, bro?
How's it going?
You're my Italian brother.
All right.
This guy's Italian?
Kieran?
Out of Wisconsin, I believe he is.
Just remember, brother, it's the...
Sons of Italy should do something about him.
Not the size of the hammer, it's how you use it.
Shut up.
But you use it by yourself. Let someone else use it for a while or something. All right. Just wanted to tell you guys what's up. If you guys got a co-host on, you got a good co-host on. If you're not, you don't need him because he's a douchebag. Later.
Should we get rid of you?
Did I just get called a douchebag?
Yeah.
He said this is a current drunk call?
Yeah.
This just happened.
No, it's from 3 years ago.
This just happened tonight?
I like going back and playing some moments.
No, within the past week.
All right.
Oh, Tom checking in. He said he didn't grab Heidi.
Yeah, okay.
Ooh, I want him to call in.
What evidence do you have,
I got
Chris?
I witnesses, too.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, well, you didn't see anything that night.
I'm too busy staring at crotches all night.
I got Heidi. Let's see it. Heidi will tell you what he did.
Really?
Let's call her in Mexico. Where is she? Mexico?
New Mexico.
Let's get her on the horn.
Albuquerque.
Get her on the horn.
Made a wrong turn.
She's got a cell phone.
I'm not going to get her on the phone.
Ooh. Here is Connecticut J, everybody, as we get to the bottom of the controversy that was Bar Night.
Fake vacation.
I want to call in, Kieran.
Hey, you guys are so gay. Check out what song is playing. That's so fucking gay, isn't it? It's early 90s hip-hop. Oh, Jesus Christ, dude. It's fucking Connecticut J saying, what up? I'm hammered, dude. I'm in fucking West Haven, Connecticut tonight with my boy from my band. And we are fucking hammered, dude. Shouldn't be driving, but I'm gonna. Anywho, I can't believe they're playing this song. Freak me, baby. Ah, freak me. Come on, Karen. You know you love that shit, dude. You fucking old 90s R&B ass, dude. Fucking
love the early 90s R&B.
Anyways, dude, I'm fucking hammered, dude. And I'm down in West Haven, Connecticut. Having a ball. And this is Connecticut J signing off. Be easy.
Maybe Connecticut J could help us out. Is he listening to the program? He was at the bar night.
Is he still on there?
No, he's not.
All right, hold on.
Trying to figure out the two chicks that we know at bar night, Pam and Heidi from Chaos Radio.
But you know it wasn't just alcohol is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I actually agree with you because I actually said this to Rocket like a couple weeks ago. I was like, man, you know, I couldn't have been just alcohol because I looked at both of them. I spoke to both of them. They were out there. Maybe it was. Maybe they're chicks and they just get hammered really easily.
No.
I mean, they're both featherweights.
But I've seen Heidi handle a lot more than that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Multiple times I've seen her handle more than that. That's why I'm saying it. Okay. And her reactions, like the eye rolling, her eyes were rolling.
Exactly.
That's not being drunk. That's what I'm saying.
Pam did the same thing.
I used to be a volunteer EMT and I used to pick up fucking people like that all the time. And that wasn't being drunk. That was, they were drugged, man. They were on something for sure.
When Pam fell on her little bootay, her eyes went back. Because I was looking at her, and her eyes went back, and she just went
down.
That's
not drunk. That's not being drunk. That's being
what
drunk.
Is that about?
I don't know. Tom's on the line, though.
Tom, what's going on?
Fess up. Yo, guys. What's up?
Fess up, man.
Come on. Fess up. You drugged our chicks.
No, I didn't.
What's going on? Did you notice?
Honestly, I want to forget about that night, because when I listened back to the audio, I felt so fucking embarrassed at how much of a fucking tool I sounded like.
You know what? I don't remember anything from that night.
Oh, because, like, I don't know. I didn't really get a chance to talk to you. Rocket was the one that was always coming up to me because I guess he thought I was such good material.
Yes, Rocket tried to play a nice little bit on you.
Oh, wacky bitch.
Trying to say that my name was Bob and Rocket's name was, well, your name is Adam, right? Is that your name?
Yes.
Yeah, it was kind of ridiculous. So you didn't drug our chicks?
No.
What does that
mean? What is that? Why is it like that?
The late reaction there.
Well, if want me to say no, I'll say no.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm just tired, that's why.
Right. Let me ask you, did you find Heidi and or Pam attractive?
I found Heidi very attractive.
Really? All right, well, let's see.
Oh, a little answer. Go ahead.
I found Heidi attractive. Pam, I didn't get a chance to meet. However, that guy, Anthony, his girlfriend was smoking hot.
Anthony. Who's Anthony?
Anthony.
Oh, the partially deaf guy.
Oh, Anthony, all right, the comedian. We're having on in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is pretty hot. Mm.
Oh, my God, dude.
All right, calm down, guy.
Rodian, what do you think? You saw the chicks that night.
Did you put your hands on Heidi?
Me?
Yeah, you. Who am I talking to?
No, I didn't.
That's a lie, man. Right. That's a lie.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is, because I took your arm off of her, and she could attest to it. She could attest that you put your arm around her, and you tried to take a photo of her ass.
In what kind of manner did he put his arm?
It was like a chokehold, dude.
I didn't do that. No way.
You certainly did, man.
Like he was trying to choke her out?
No, I didn't.
I don't know if he was trying to choke her out, but that's what he tried to do.
No, I wasn't. What are you talking about, man?
All right, man. Listen.
Let me ask you, Tom, if you said he can't be a part of the association.
Dude, not only can he not be a part of the association, but he'd get fucking just demolished by the association.
All right. Apparently Chaos Chris and Tom aren't going to get along.
Yeah, it's so weird. This guy, like, finally, like, gets to beat Oli Grant. He didn't know us, but, like, and then there's all this controversy around him.
Yeah. And he probably didn't do anything. Well, other than what you said he did.
What I'm saying is, like, he's not even being straight up. At least if he was honest with me right now, then I could believe him that he didn't have any involvement in anything else. But the fact that he's lying about
you didn't touch her at all, Tom. You didn't touch her at all, even like in like a handshake or what, you know, in even a friendly gesture. No part of your body touched her whatsoever at any part of the night.
The most was probably a handshake, hand to God, just a handshake.
Nope.
That's all.
Why would I make this up to start a fight with you? Why would I do that? That's like, I don't need to be doing that.
We never know. You're in the association. Maybe you have to fill a quota.
Yeah, it's all about love, the association. It's not about fighting. We're lovers, not fighters.
Killing people might be love to you.
I'm telling you, man. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm pissed off right now, is that he's not even being straight. He's lying about that. I know what I saw. I know what I did. I knew my actions. Heidi can attest to it. That's what I'm saying.
Are you sure it was?
Was it in a violent manner?
I don't think it was in a violent manner. I think he was just being, you know, a little too playful.
Mm-hmm. So you were flirting a little too much with his, Heidi.
No. So that I'm clear, Heidi was the one with the black curly hair and glasses, right?
Right.
No, she's the big Mexican.
Yeah.
No. Yes. You're right.
No, I didn't.
This is what you did. This is what you did. This is what you did. You grabbed her from behind. You put your arm around her neck.
Wow.
All right? And then you were going to take a picture of the both of you. And I believe that's what you were trying to do. But I think it was it was being too playful. You were trying to do too much. And she didn't feel comfortable. She didn't feel comfortable, and I didn't feel comfortable. And that's when I asked you, take your hands off of her. And I grabbed you. Oh, no, that was you, because there's only one guy.
No, it wasn't.
There was only one guy that didn't know who Rockin and Kieran were, and that was you. And I had my...
Because you're so famous.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I'm talking to Tony, who is at the Lunatic Radio Chef, if you will. Did Heidi bring weed that night?
No, she didn't.
Because Tony's saying she blew pot smoke in my face outside the Ginger Man. Trust me, Chris noticed.
No, she did not. She smoked. She had cigarettes.
A lot of controversy. All right, Tom, man. We're not going to get to the bottom of any of this. So thank you for calling in. I'll see you at the next bar night, buddy.
But, just, like, to be straight, I really didn't do anything, and I don't want to stay mad at anybody, and I am honestly telling the truth. I didn't do anything.
Okie doke, dude.
All right, guys.
Talking to you. Keep listening. Right. Okay. Have a good one. This is awkward, Tom. We're going to get a hang up the phone.
Okay, bye.
Aww, that poor guy's never going to listen to us ever again.
Yeah, it'll sound funny in the playback, though.
Yeah, that's all we care about.
We win. Let's do the Drunk Call Hotline still. Here is Easy Wind, everybody.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Easy Wind from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Hold on a second. Was he really trying to pep up Wisconsin with that?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Easy Wind from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Woo-hoo! Yeah! He must be taking rocket classes. That's my shirt right there.
What a douche.
I just want to know when you guys are going to come to Milwaukee and, throw down. Let's have a bar night,
Yeah, Milwaukee.
Fucking A, man.
Yeah.
Fucking A, dude.
Laguna Beach.
Yeah, motherfucker.
There's no Laguna Beach in Milwaukee, that's for sure.
Go down for the next Happy Days reunion. That's what you want to go to Milwaukee for.
Wisconsin.
Reference.
Wisconsin. That kid's funny.
Wisconsin!
Yeah! He was like trying to, you know, talk good about Wisconsin, but he realized halfway through it that Wisconsin stinks. All right, don't come.
He's got to live in Wisconsin.
Yo, this is I'm talking to Tony here in the chat room. I don't know. It looks like there was something with weed involved in Heidi, and that
there
she was keeping
not
away
weed
from.
Involved.
He's saying he's like, I know what weed smells like. She told me that Chris was against weed. That's why they didn't make it to the
pregame.
Yeah,
but she was throwing up before. If she had smoked anything, she was throwing up before that. Understand?
No, because according to Tony, they had weed. I guess as the night went on, so she might have had
some.
She
never went outside.
I don't know.
She never went outside till the end.
Not before me and Simon left. So that wasn't the end of the night.
Maybe they were just two
at like 1 a.m.
Just two girls that just had too much to drink.
No, I'm telling you. I know she had shots.
She said she had that chocolate drink or whatever.
What I'm saying is this. What I'm saying is the whole rollback of the eyes. I saw
it in Pam. I actually saw her eyes.
What I'm saying is that is.
She totally blew weed in my face.
Whatever. That's fine.
It could have been bad. It could have been bad weed. That could have caused
it. I'm not even. But that's not the thing. What I'm saying is, as a former EMT, one of the things you look at when a person has been. They drugged or whatever, all that stuff, is the eyes rolling back and the constant vomiting.
Well, let me ask you this. Could weed have caused those symptoms?
No, absolutely not. Weed has no effect on someone's fucking
eyes. What were they drinking? Does anybody know?
Heidi had two beers and two lemon shots. That's what she had.
So she shouldn't have been puking.
Not like that.
I actually didn't see Pam drink that much.
No, that's what we were saying.
She came to the bar and she was sober.
I'm telling you, it's not weed. It has no other effect. It's that. That's what I'm saying.
Tony's got all this information. He's saying like Pam had six lemon drops.
That's insane. I was standing next to her.
That's a lot.
She's a good partier, but.
No, she's a little girl, man.
I know exactly what Heidi had.
They both are tiny girls.
I know exactly what Heidi had. Mm-hmm. I'm not, you know. You know, I was there the whole time, and she, you know, Heidi even has her limits. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm telling you, there's something else going on. Mm-hmm. I really believe
she. So, you think somebody slipped them something?
She does too, because she's like, look, that's the worst I've ever been. And I felt like I
was. Well, dude, Pam was thinking about it for like 4 days afterwards.
I'm telling you, man. Mm-hmm. There's something up. There's something up. Whether it was this guy or whatever, there's definitely something up.
Here is. The Steam, I think.
Yo, it's the Steam calling from Florida again. I really thought I was drunk earlier when I called after loafing on the beach all day and sucking down the margaritas.
Nice.
But we got back to the house, fired down the low country boil, little shrimp, little lobster, little crab, little you name it.
All right.
And about...
I think he's telling us what he had for dinner.
Even fucking drunker. Drunk enough to realize that Kiernan, or however the fuck you pronounce your name, you are fucking gay.
Thank you.
Later.
Welcome to the party. I've been called that for 8 years straight.
Jesus, man.
I don't get it. It's just, you know. Come on.
I don't know. You provide people with hours of entertainment.
Yeah, but that's like nothing. That doesn't affect me.
Doesn't make you cry at night?
No.
Makes little baby Jesus cry, though. And I should know because I used to be little baby Jesus.
Really?
Yes. My mom used to force me to dress up as little baby Jesus.
Why?
And parade me around fucking Ridgewood, New York.
Ooh.
That had to be a sight.
Oh, it's the worst. It's awful. You know what the feeling is like? Where like the whole neighborhood, like you had this procession all through the streets of fucking Queens. And all these fucking people looking and laughing at you as you fucking try to be Jesus.
Did you drink wine?
Worst. No, I didn't even get that.
You didn't even get too, you're Jesus. Too, you can't even drink your own blood. What the fuck?
I was fucking four, and I couldn't. Had to be just baby Jesus. I couldn't be the fucking grown up Jesus. I couldn't fucking carry the cross. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Here's the steam again. Done.
Yo, motherfuckers! It's about 6 o'clock. The steam from Florida. Chilling on the beach all day long, because it's about 80 degrees plus here. Drinking margaritas, getting fucked up. Fuck you, motherfuckers.
God damn.
Angry.
Brilliant. Wow. Brilliant listeners, man. Was that Maria Shahada?
What up, motherfucker? That guy's a black guy.
Why do you keep bringing her up, man? What do you want me to do? You really want me to rip into her again?
Sure.
Go ahead. As we do the drunk calls.
It's good radio.
It's not cool.
What up, motherfucker?
That's not cool.
It's a sore subject.
This is the same guy that has a poster ever with the little mustache on it and the teeth.
No mustache.
I'm
just
sorry.
Just a black guy.
Fucked up.
You having fun, Karen?
Karen, you don't faggot.
Karen, you having fun over there?
Yeah. Jump don't get.
I'm trying to fucking figure out what he's talking about.
What?
You.
Black guy on Maria Shahada's eye.
Okay. Here is Just Jim.
What's up, you dirty motherfuckers? It's Just Jim.
By the way, he's getting married.
Right?
My bachelor party in Wheeling, West Virginia.
Oh.
Shittiest town ever.
Wheeling, West Virginia.
I want to give you a recap.
By the way, West Virginia, shittiest state ever.
Well, where do I start? I broke 18 years of vegetarianism by eating a hot dog and a steak. I was hammered. Went to a Wheeling Nailers hockey game. Got to play ice volleyball in between the periods.
Ice volleyball? What is that?
Stupid sport.
Called the whole Wheeling Nailers team to their face as they came off the ice. Got kicked out and blacklisted of Wheeling Downs Casino.
Really?
Because I called a bartender a lesbo, an inbred lesbo. And had a bull riding contest. Drank a lot of beers.
Yeehaw!
And saw a lot of hot women. So that's about it, boys.
It's a boys.
Later.
He's a regular caller on the program.
You.
He's isn't he dating some Russian chick?
Nice.
I didn't even know that.
Nice.
Was he? Yeah, he's sitting in
the
drunkles.
Pay me the
He's getting married to the Russian chick.
Oh wait, you pay attention to the drunkles?
Oh, whatever, dude. Try to pay attention a little bit to the show.
I just like saying jump.
He doesn't pay attention to the chat room, but he pays attention to his calls. There's a trade off.
Exactly. Yeah. Can only do one thing.
What the fuck?
See, man. Now, who me is just. Teasing us.
Oh, she'll do this in the chat room. She'll this do the point, wrong. Like the lean backs, or then she'll get up out of the chair slowly as her chest like brushes the camera.
That's wrong.
I don't care if you're depressed. Show me your cans.
Funeral schmuneral.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying.
It's great. She's got to like, she'll just spontaneously have to get up in quotes for something.
There's nothing wrong with me admiring perfect boobs. Right? And I say they're fake only because it's just unbelievably
perfect.
She did
perfect. The shake for us. Remember that other time it's she did the shake?
It's just unbelievably perfect. It's hard. It's hard for me to...
You don't remember, do you, Karen?
I don't even know what you said.
See what I'm saying? He'll remember about some guy about who getting married, but a chick's tits?
I had the shittiest line in my head that I was like, should I say it? No, don't say it. Should you say shit? Now I got to say it. I was going to say, fuck that casket, show me your bread basket. I don't know why.
Wow.
Jeez, guys.
And I was getting yelled at before. I got the middle finger.
I know. Wrong answer.
Holy shit.
Well, you got to understand, Chris, no one actually listens to Kieran, so he can say whatever he wants.
All right. Yeah, that's why they listen.
Everyone listens to Kieran.
I'm fucking on the show.
Me?
He's the host
no
of the show.
No one's listening right now.
That's
they're
right.
They're all talking to each
People
other.
People love listening to noise. Here's Pam B.
Hey, Pamby, and I'm at 41st and 8th Avenue, and it's Tuesday, and I'm in New York City, and
IP tracking.
Thomas, I wasn't going to drink anymore because it's bar night. I can't believe I ran across the street. My ass is killing me from bar night.
Karen, take care of my ass. No, you can't. What?
Nothing.
It's probably broke, but I can't go to get x-rays because there's too many x-rays. It's been like 2 weeks.
She broke her ass.
They won't let me. Some baby that I'm not going to have is going to get
Maybe
harmed or something. So, okay, I just wanted to say what's up, and I was thinking of you guys, and I'm totally not drinking so much, and, Bar Night changed my life, and...
Did she say Bar Night changed her life?
Wow. I think so.
I'm pedestrian walkway.
It's so changed the way she'll walk forever.
Maybe. A couple days.
It's all orange and shit. This is like the race hallway where you get a race
I think
down
if
been- here. Oh, God. Okay. I am signing off because I'm about to get raped. And it's only rape if you don't like it.
And wow. You're making me jealous, Karen.
Any comments on that?
Yeah, she's getting fucked and she's like, you got to listen, Karen. Check it out.
See, man, she's fucking with you, man.
I mean,
Google me.
Yeah, she is.
Who is she calling to the show? You think Rocket's going to give us
a show? I don't care. She was thinking of Rocket.
No,
right. Ain't thinking of me.
Rocket's going to go home and just do whatever he's going to do to his girlfriend. Yeah. And he doesn't care.
Yeah, exactly.
She knows that. But you fucking stay here and fucking wonder and fucking think and have to.
I do not anymore, my friend.
That fucking bat has.
Dude, she's banging on that phone and she wants you to hear it. She was walking on the fucking street, douchebag.
That bat has to come across her face.
No, it doesn't.
She does.
You know what? I don't romance people like you do.
That has nothing to do with romance.
Mr. Fucking.
Wait, this is not to do with romance, right?
I don't know.
This is what? This is what?
Rose? You take your anger out.
You ever, like, meet somebody and maybe start digging somebody? Somebody and they're just like, you know what? Nothing against you. I just don't like you in that way.
Yeah, but then they don't bother me.
And that's the deal with...
But then they don't bother me like she does.
Right.
But why does she bother you?
No, she's not bothering me. I'm saying if I was you, she'd be bothering me.
Here is Mike.
Hello, Lunatic Radio. Once again, this is Two Stoned Mike. Even if you don't play this on the radio... I think you guys need to take a venture and check out the, going in the direction that your radio show is. One good video that you need to check out is Pantera Vulgar Videos. Now this shit is fucking awesome. I've been watching this shit since 94 and it never gets old. I think you can watch that shit and start quoting that shit on your radio show. It'll benefit everybody. And check it out. Pantera Vulgar Videos. Later.
I actually own that.
I don't understand the point of that.
What?
Yeah, exactly. What is that?
There is a good line in it, though. Like I think it was like Vinny Poole said something about Zachleys. This guy, the dude will get it. And like, you know, where your ass smells exactly like your armpits or something like that. Or your breath. Something weird. But the fact that he's that into that, I don't quite understand. Maybe he could explain that next week. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Here's Larson.
Yeah, Chris.
Karen Rocket, this is Larson calling out of the University of Toledo.
Hey, Toledo!
Some dude's garage. I'm fucking...
hammered?
Fucking... I don't even know how many beers deep. But you guys fucking kick ass.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Finally someone.
Wish I could have been at bar night, but I'm too young.
Rody's falling asleep.
Fucking A. I know what to say, man.
At least he's on the couch.
My first drunken call. And I'm hammered. So, yeah, you guys kick ass. And Larson is lunaticradio.com. Peace, motherfuckers.
And at least we got a guy named Larson.
Ah, look at that. She fucking...
What?
Who?
Look at that fucking cleavage.
Dude, that's...
That's deep. You can stick a brick in between it and hold
come
up a
on,
brick.
Don't do that to us, man.
What?
No, who me? I'm talking to who me.
Oh. And finally, Kill Daughter, everybody.
Hey, this is Katie. This has been one interesting night. We had a rough weekend, and surprisingly, I didn't do so well financially.
Is she really drunk right now? She doesn't sound it. If people just call this line, just to air their grievances.
Yeah, there you go.
Tonight I did
okay. Grievance line.
But it was still...
It's the boring hotline.
Yeah.
Post-game show is brought to you by... Christ, I can't find it. The hell with it. Just a bit outside. Low and Vaughn has walked the bases loaded on 12 straight pitches.
I don't remember what the band is called. Spank me with my own ruler. And they are a transvestite.
Oh, man.
So I just got spanked by a transvestite with my own ruler. Hold up. How does that happen? So, yeah, it was... Everything's going okay. It be a couple again, so who knows? The weekend's going okay. I get to see a car tomorrow so I can stop bumming life from everybody else. Finally.
Post-game show is
fine.
Right, and,
fuck.
Yeah, good night. Night. I hate you.
And that was Kill Daughter. Have we ever even heard one of her phone calls?
No.
She's always played.
Why she always has the best drunk calls?
Because they're so long.
So long. I like Kill Daughter. She's cool.
Great.
See the man. Look at who me does the boobs.
Look at you. You just love that.
Let's just see that, man.
He is obsessed with her boobies.
Let's put this. I really want to know if they're real.
Let's put this dump of a radio show to bed, please. Let's flush the toilet on this one.
Just the boobs. Just the
boobs.
Oh,
I can do that. Sound effects galore.
That's what we're good for.
All right, let's do the hotties of the week.
Oh, we got that? All right.
Or you still want to talk about your thing?
The boobs?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on, seduce her.
Come on.
Do you really want to talk? Can we do it like...
What?
Quickly? Show us the boobs.
Boobs.
Homie, show us the boobs, yes or no.
We love you, homie.
Yes, no.
Yes, no, maybe.
Here's a question. Listen, boobs on the table.
I know you had a rough day.
A little syrup on them.
I know you had a rough day today.
Boobs.
I know this.
You had a rough day, I know you're feeling sad, but pick us up, show us your boobs.
Show us the boobs.
I'm saying to you, it would be...
She's not going to show them.
We'd be grateful for it.
Yep. Camera off.
There she is.
Camera on.
We'd be grateful.
Come on, boobs.
And we'd be indebted.
All right.
The boobs.
Indebted.
How is it a week?
Well, I'd say for me, because it's sitting there.
Let's get on here. It's time for...
Just dang it.
Radio.com's Hotties of the Week.
Hotties of the Week time, everybody.
Chirpy cheeks are all chirpy.
You can join in by emailing us at showlunaticradio.com with the name of Chicken Reason Why. We'll read them on the air. Let's go around the board. Reese Witherspoon for the I Suffer goes with Reese Witherspoon.
Fuck that whore.
She looks
whore. And what she did to that guy, Ryan Felipe.
Philippi.
It's like, yeah, Felipe Goldman.
Yeah.
That guy's got a career now that he's fucking broken up. She probably had it.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and take Maria Shahada.
Woo!
Cause she's a cunt.
Your boy Tom's taking Keira Knightley, Kieran. Your boy.
Wonderful. Anybody got a hottie of the week?
I'm taking Air Force Amy because she never showed up. The bitch.
I'm blimp.
fucking
yeah,
four bag.
You got one?
Hottie of the week?
Yeah.
No, they're all animals.
They're all animals.
He's taking a raccoon.
You know, that should be our answer every week.
We're all
just savages.
Filthy animals.
What about Krista Allen?
Who?
Krista Allen.
Whatever. Mr. 300's taking Scarlett Johansson.
What has she done in the last?
Tony's taking an aardvark. He's going with you, Rodian. Taking the animal. An aardvark. I like it.
Right.
I'm taking one of those miniature ponies.
I'm taking a Gila monster.
A what?
Gila monster.
The hottie of the week.
Arizona.
Me's middle finger.
Not right.
Told Chris to go fuck off.
Yeah, sure it is.
That was a hot finger, I gotta be honest.
Our thanks to Race Car Johnny from the Speed Road Tour Challenge. Tune in this Thursday night, 8:30 on the Speed Channel. Shit. Yeah, well, I'll get to that, Chris. I first gotta finish the first plug.
Sorry.
And then get to the next one.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ. Thank you to Race Car Johnny, Speed Road Tour Challenge, 8:30 Thursday nights on the Speed Channel. Check it out this week because he'd be wearing her lunaticradio.com t-shirt on the show. Thank you to Brittany Taylor.
Is that her name?
Brooke Taylor.
That's what I figured, right?
Brooke Taylor from the Moonlight Bunny Ranch. If you want to fuck, she's there. Just give her some cash. It's all good.
You whore!
Guys!
Stop it. Alright, thanks to Brooke Taylor.
Chops right there?
Catch her on. What do we got, Earl? Cold Two Boots. Catch her on the Cat House on HBO Saturday nights.
After boxing stuff.
Our thanks to Chaos, Chris, and Rodian from the Chaos Radio Show. Check them out, 8 o'clock Friday nights on CringeHumorRadio.com.
We got a fight coming up.
You got a big fight?
We got a boxing bout.
You got a boxing bout?
Heidi versus Chris.
Heidi versus Chris. When is that?
It's Friday night.
Friday night, 8 o'clock on Chaos Radio.
I'm going to beat the living shit out of him.
Friday's not good for me. Can you change the night?
No. What do you got to do?
Friday night, something else.
Any last words from you two?
Just don't knock her out the first round. Let us get drunk first. Don't be like Tyson.
I can't get drunk. 30 seconds, that's my prediction. I will fucking just lay her out.
Where are you going to punch her first?
Punch in the boobs. Punch her in the ovaries.
Yeah. The boobs.
bastard. All right, everybody. Later, Rock.
Bye, cutie pie.
All right. See you next week.
This concludes the LunaticRadio.com broadcast day. For questions and comments, email the show at LunaticRadio.com. That's THESHOW at LunaticRadio.com.
Hey, thanks for checking out the show. Now, we never expect anything from the listeners except to simply listen, but if you share your computer board or something, help spread the word on lunaticradio.com. Now, you might be asking, well, what can I do? Let's say you have a MySpace page or a website. Head on over to lunaticradio.com/promotions and get the code for one of our banners. Maybe you're a user of dig.com. Now that they have a podcast section, we are on it. Do a search in the podcast section for Lunatic Radio and dig us. Or if you use iTunes, subscribe to the show. The bottom line is we appreciate any help that the listeners give in helping spread the word of lunaticradio.com. Tell your friends, find a website to vote for us, Google us, whatever. Just help spread the word. We really appreciate it. And as always, go to the Lunatic Radio message board at lunaticradio.com/board or go to our MySpace page at myspace.com/lunaticradio and find out all the information you need in helping support the show. We want to take over the internet. Not really. We suck.